We'll do it live! Fuck it! Do it live!
Yakuza! Yakuza! Yakuza Kick Radio! Anyone listening? Anyone listening? Knock, knock! Listen, listen! This is Sammy Callahan, and you're listening to him on Yakuza Kick Radio! You better all listen!
Yakuza Kick Radio!
Yakuza Radio!
Yakuza Kick Radio!
Yakuza Kick Radio!
Yakuza Kick Radio!
That's Yakuza Kick Radio!
Yakuza Kick Radio!
Well, this is Mr. Insanity, Toby Fine, and if you're not listening to Yakuza Kick Radio, then you're weird. Oh.
All you had to do was listen to Yakuza Kick Radio, but you didn't. Now look at that guy, you homie. Fuck that. Black me. Out.
My name is Justice Payne, and you are listening to Yakuza Kick Radio.
And you are listening to Yakuza Kick Radio, the best in internet wrestling radio, period, bar none, just like Adam Cole.
Yakuza Radio, love the name, Yakuza.
Yakuza Kick Radio has risen from the ashes of bad internet radio and become the premier place for any independent professional wrestler to stop and record their voice.
J-Cat and fucking Eric Lawrence cannot fucking keep this from the public, that they are fucking dyed-in-the-wool, true blue fucking members of fucking Cult Fiction, and motherfuckers need to keep that shit in fucking mind.
But you go to the back, and you tell your boss that there's a new Yakuza in town. That's Yakuza Kick Radio, and we're taking over.
J-Cat Morris and Eric Williams, your hosts of Yakuza Kick Radio.
Yakuza Kick Radio. Yakuza Kick Radio.
Welcome to Yakuza Kick Radio. I'm your host, J-Cat Morris. It is November 3rd, 2011, a Thursday as usual. Welcome to Yakuza Kick Radio, and with me, as always, is my co-host, Eric Williams. What's going on, Eric?
Yo, J-Cat, how you been?
Chilling, man, chilling. Doing a thing. Another show, another day. What's going on your end?
Fucking just got out of work about half an hour ago, and just sore as shit, man. My knees are bothering the hell out of me. I don't know what the hell happened, but I came home from work, you know. And
you got the arthritis?
I'm starting to get old, man. I've been doing my thing for like years, like 50 years. Hey, what the fuck am I talking about? I feel like an old man.
Right.
Anyway,
another show to do. Got a lot of things on tap for tonight. We'll go through our normal stuff. CZW Ewok, big surprise in case you haven't heard. Not only is Billy Graham in the chat room, at 10 o'clock, we will be having Billy Graham on the show. So,
I'm telling you this right now, Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio chat room can kiss my fucking ass, because I'm having a hard-ass time getting in there.
Right. Well, there are people in there. And, for all those who've been, wondering what Billy's been up to, I think you guys are going to be pretty surprised. It's going to be a little bit different of the, Billy Graham that you were used to that was mad at everybody in the world. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised that this guy is in a very good mood. And
I'm going to tell you something right now. Every time Billy's on, I get excited. I don't know what it is. I get excited to listen to him and hear his opinions on stuff and shit like that. I enjoy this shit. I'm excited for a night. I'm excited.
Awesome, yeah. So around 10 o'clock, we'll be having Billy on, and anybody who does want to call in, chat with Billy, we'll, throw out the number, and, we could do that. But first, we got, business to take care of. We got to do our football picks. We got to, go over.
Do we really have to go over the football picks this week? Do we really have to?
Yes, we do. When you come up with four wins, you can't can't just duck out of the, you know, that's not the way it works. So anyway, but
I quit, damn it. I quit.
Yeah, well, you seem to be. I mean, when you pick, you only pick four out of, I don't know, what is it, like 13 games, right?
Yeah, thanks for fucking here. Thanks for fucking rubbing it in, Jay.
Yeah, that's
you know what, you
bad.
Know what? Yeah, cut it out. Cut it over there, right?
Yeah. So anyway, let's just get into the football anyway. You know, I had 6 wins last week. Eric had 4. Again, I'm not breaking the fucking bank with 6 wins, but you know, I'm up to 60 wins. Eric's got 54 as far as the on air stuff goes, and you know, that's pretty much it. Of course, my Niners packed in another you know, another win. This is what we do. It's pretty much the only thing we do these days. So, you know, I mean, the Eagles had, you know, that whole sun shines on a dog's ass day.
Yo,
know?
Dallas,
and,
man, yo, go fuck the Cowboys.
Hey,
fuck,
man,
the Cowboys.
You got
the,
okay, yeah, really? All right.
I'm going to say that shit all week. Fuck the Cowboys. Fuck them.
Yeah, well.
We fucking shit them in the face, too.
Well. I know, I mean, I am not a Dallas fan, believe me. It's probably my
good.
Most hated team, just ahead of your team. And Dallas was actually the only one to hand us a loss this season. So, you know, they're not the best team we've played, I'll put it that way. But in the same token, yeah, they beat us this year. So, I mean, we kind of beat ourselves, but either way, it's a win on their end. And, you know, you're going to have to deal with them boys again this season, aren't you, Eric? So,
yeah. Yeah. Thanks for fucking bringing it up. Thank you.
Yep. So anyway, getting right into it. First game up. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I know Eric gets upset. He doesn't hear the music. Where is it? There it is. It's under N. Yeah, so we got our games this weekend, as usual. Yeah. So first game up, we got the New York Jets versus the Buffalo Bills. And the Bills are favored by 1.5.
And, you know, Buffalo quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick, he had a full practice this week. He's probable. Versus the Jets. I'm going to have to go with the New York Jets on this one.
You're going to go with the Jets?
Yep.
I'm going to go with the Jets as well. Both teams are kind of hard to call. The Bills have some serious shit going, and so do, I don't know.
Buffalo pulled out a good victory last week against Washington. They actually handed Mike Shanahan his very first shutout in his entire career. He's never been shut out before. And, you know, I don't think I think the Jets will be Buffalo.
But, yeah, we are talking about Washington, and we will talk a little bit more about them in just a minute. But, yeah, that's that. So we both got the Jets. Game two, we got the Seattle Seahawks at your favorite team, the Dallas Cowboys, with the Cowboys favored by 12.5 points. And after their showing over there with Philly, not so confident on 12.5 points, so I got to go with Seattle on this one.
I'm going to go with Seattle, and injury-wise for Dallas, Felix Jones did not practice all week. He's questionable this week. Cornerback Mike Jenkins did not practice. He's questionable. Tony Romo practiced. He's probable. But, you know, Seattle-wise, Tavares Jackson, he's been limited in practice. He's questionable this week. And defensive back Cam Chancellor, questionable this week.
Oh, they got a lot of injuries, huh?
Yeah.
All right, so that's that game. Next up, we have the Cleveland Browns taking on the Houston Texans, and the Texans are favored by 10.5 points.
injury-wise for Houston, they're not, you know, really doing anything, you know, injuries, but fucking for Cleveland, both running backs this week, Peyton Hillis and Montario Hardesty, both did not practice. So with that information, I'm going to go with Houston. I'm going to go with Houston on that one, even taking the points. And, you know, I know it's a, you know, it's a very high spread, but I think I don't think Cleveland's going to have this, the power to beat Houston this week.
So, more or less, I mean, what's going on there, in my opinion, is Houston, they've been kind of shaky. If one thing that I could say about the Browns, of course, you know, they lost last week. But other than that, one thing I could definitely say about them is they have a defense that has something to be said for. I mean, they beat Seattle 6-3 2 weeks ago. So, obviously, they know how to hold a team to 3 points in the entire game. And us, I mean, they outscored us in the second half. I mean, obviously, that's not enough to beat a 49er team, but they still outscored us in the second half. You know, we had a strong enough first half that it wasn't enough to beat us. But in the same token, you know, I think their defense is good enough to stay within 10.5 points. So, I'm going to go with Cleveland on that one.
And, you know, to complement that last statement about Cleveland's defense, they're allowing 23 points a game, and they're only giving up 244 passing yards a game. So,
right. So anyway, next game is the Atlanta Falcons at the Indianapolis Colts, with the Falcons favored by 7.5 points, and got Atlanta.
For Indianapolis, injury-wise, Dwight Freeney did not practice all week. He's questionable. A bunch of injuries for Atlanta. Got Tony Gonzalez. Julio Jones, limited practice. I'm going with Atlanta.
All right. Yep, me too. So, next up, you have two teams that looked pretty bad, but I think one is turning the corner, which is my pick. But we have the Miami Dolphins at the Kansas City Chiefs, and the Chiefs are favored by 5.5 points. Who do you got?
Got Kansas City.
They got Kansas City as well. All of a sudden, they're showing up a lot livelier than they had in the past. And honestly, Miami actually looked pretty good this past week against the Giants. They really had you know, some serious stuff going on in that game. That quarterback, his name is slipping my mind right now, but the Dolphins rookie quarterback, he was making some fucking plays. I was really, really surprised at his work out there. They still don't have it, you know, together enough to win the game, but guy's got some fucking moves. Scrambling,
I'll be able to tell you the quarterback's name in 1 second. Give me 1 second.
Okay, yeah. I mean, this guy was, you know, pulling some slipping tackles, spin moves, and all of that stuff. You know?
0-7. I just can't believe that, you know, with offense, with rushing, they're 12th in the league in rushing with 116 yards per game. So that's not bad at all.
I'll fill you in just a minute on the doubleheader, CZW Ewok. No problem. Because we got some big stuff this weekend, big stuff next weekend. It's just a gauntlet of wrestling. But we're going to get through this right now. And then from there, we'll do that wrestling thing we do.
Give me one. I'm going to find the quarterback. Let me find out right now.
All right, that's what I'm waiting on.
This is in alphabetical order for roster, so I gotta find out who the fuck it was. Let's look for the quarter. But, all right, so yeah, I'll keep you. I'll tell you when I get it.
Hell fucking yeah!
This is taking forever. It's loading my car. Slow as shit. Anyway.
You ain't finding it?
I'll let you know, like, later when it finally fucking loads, so.
Oh.
This is the fact the fuck will start going slow as shit. Like a goddamn tortoise.
Okay, so next game we have Tampa Bay Bucks at the New Orleans Saints. The Saints are favored by 7.5 points. And got New Orleans.
Injury-wise for both teams, New Orleans running back Mark Ingram did not practice. On Tampa Bay's end, we got the usuals. You know, everybody's, you know, okay for the most part for Tampa Bay. I'm going with New Orleans.
All right. All right. So, hey, Juan, what's going on? Juan in the fucking chat. So all is well. I feel so much better about playing this. Next up, we have my boys over in
San Francisco
taking on the Washington Redskins, coming off a huge shutout. Just got shut out over in Canada, so they were able to suck worse than they suck in the United States in Canada. And somehow, you know, Jesus, they got us favored by a big 3.5 points. So who do you got?
Well, Washington, and, you know, I have to hear this shit every fucking day at work because, you know, I work with the fucking Washington Redskins like fucking fanatics, so we always fucking talk. So I got some, like, key information, but, you know, the quarterback situation for Washington is horrible. John Beck and Rex Grossman aren't getting it done, you know, and they have had a bunch of injuries. The fucking center's a rookie. The left tackle got hurt. Chris Cooley got hurt. You know, so they have Fred Davis playing tight end. So it's been a rough year for Washington. I know Washington's getting 3.5, but I got to go with San Francisco. They're just, you know, Washington's just not doing much, and I think Washington, you know, I think Washington will beat them by more than 3.5.
You think what?
Oh, excuse me, San Francisco will beat them more than 3.5.
Okay. And everybody out there knows I'm going with
San Francisco.
That's only right. So, next game up, we have the Denver Broncos, the Denver Tebows against the Oakland Raiders. And the Raiders are favored by 7.5 points. And I'm going with Tim Tebow and his Bible banging ass on this one and going with Denver.
So, you know, with injuries and so a bunch of Oakland injuries.
What is this, your angle this week?
Yeah, I've been doing this for a little bit.
I'm going to tell you who's injured.
I have the information. If I have the information, I'm going to give it out. You know what I mean?
I don't know shit about anything. I'm just telling you who's hurt.
You know, what's crazy, though? Like, they're saying that, like, they're already fucking saying how long will they go with Tim Tebow. And they're fucking, people are fucking saying, when the fuck is Brady Quinn going to play?
Eh.
I'm going
with
Denver,
though. They're begging for Tebow before that. But what happened with injuries? I thought you had injuries.
Oh, I had there was no, like, significant injuries, big injuries.
Oh, nothing significant. Okay.
I'm just giving, like, the significant injuries, the big injuries.
Okay, cool. I got that on the clipboard. Next up, we have the Cincinnati Bengals against the Tennessee Titans. The Titans are favored by 2.5, and they will be facing a returning revenge-seeking Pac-Man Jones.
Fuck Pac-Man Jones.
So Tennessee's favored by 2.5, and what do you got?
Well, I mean, for injury-wise, Cincinnati has Carlos Dunlap, who's been limited in practice, questionable this week, Nate Clements on defense. Cincinnati's been banged up on defense. I'm going with Tennessee.
All right. I'm going with Pac-Man and the Bengals, you know. See what happens there. I don't know. I think Dalton's looking a lot better than Palmer ever looked, so I don't know how excited these fucking Raider fans need to be about Carson Palmer, but I think Dalton may not be the, you know, the end-all in, you know, the AFC at this point or anything like that, but I think he's got something. And, you know, I said it jokingly, but honestly, like Pac-Man said, it has nothing to do with the Titans. Like, he's just dying to get back out on the field. He's been out for like a year with a neck break injury, you know, and he's feeling 100%. He wants to go out there. He wants to play the whole game. So I guess we'll see how that comes out. He can be a threat. I mean, his personality and his, you know, off-the-field antics has been a bigger threat to his career than, you know, he's proven to be on the field. But, you know, when it comes down to it, he's one of those guys with some assets that can make some stuff happen. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Cincinnati on that one. But next game up we have the St. Louis Rams at the Arizona Cardinals. Arizona favored by 3.5. And going with Arizona.
I'm going with Arizona as well. Injuries to report. Joey Porter, limited in practice. Questionable. Todd Heap, limited. St. Louis-wise, nothing big to report, so
all right.
The usuals.
Next up we have the New York Football Giants taking on the New England Patriots, and the Patriots are favored by 8.5 after getting beat up pretty bad over there by those Pittsburgh Steelers.
Now, with New England, one of the favorite targets of Tom Brady is that has not practiced all week. That's Wells Welker. So, you know, keep that in mind when you're watching this game. And for the Giants, O.C. Umenyora did not practice. And Justin Tuck did limited practice all week. On that note, I'm going with New England.
All right. Absolutely. I think they got to bounce back after that loss, and I don't think Bill Belichick is going to fucking sit back and let his team fucking take any type of, you know, huge, you know, downfall in this season. So they played one of the top, you know, teams in the AFC to take that loss. So I'm not going to count them out of the fucking race.
That was a great game, too. You know, that game with Pittsburgh, that was a really good game to watch.
Yeah. I mean, Pittsburgh had pretty well control of it, so though. But I think New England's going to try to make some statements from here on out. We'll see.
Yeah.
Next up, we have the Green Bay Packers taking on the San Diego Chargers, with the Green Bay Packers favored by 5.5, and I'm going to go with Green Bay.
I'm going with... I don't want to do it. You know what? I'm going to pick Green Bay on that one.
Yeah? All right. next up, we have the Baltimore Ravens taking on their rivals in the Pittsburgh Steelers, fresh off of beating the New England Patriots, with the Steelers at home favored by 3.5 points. And,
going with Pitt.
Yeah, I'm going with Pittsburgh as well. That's going to be a battle. You can at least hope, but going with Pittsburgh. Next up, you have the Chicago Bears taking on your Philadelphia Eagles. Oh my God, they won! Yay! Fucking. The Eagles are favored by 6.5, hoping to come off with this huge streak they got going. And I got the Eagles.
I got the Eagles as well.
All right. They only need to win by a touchdown, for Christ's sake. Make a fucking move, you puppy-killing cunt. So, yeah, that's our football talk. And we'll keep up to date on all of that stuff. Now, what do you want to get into next? We have a bunch of stuff I got raw in detail because my motherfucking... one of my favorite things in the world is the Muppets, and they're on the... They were on Raw, so I haven't detailed the whole Raw talk, but I also do want to get into you know, the shows that are going on this weekend. So maybe I'll jump over onto that for a second, and let me see, because the thing is, you got the IWA Mid-South show on Friday, and I mean, that in itself is definitely something to be, you know, talked about, because there's some major shit brewing there between, you know, the different guys on this card, and just really a big fucking show that they're putting up there. And then the next day, you have the Insanity Pro show. And, I mean, man. So, anyway, what you got going on for the IWA Mid-South show on a Friday, you got matches such as Masada and Necro Butcher versus Jimmy Jacobs and BJ Whitmer. Pretty fucking crazy tag team match right there.
That's a tag team match?
Yeah, that's a tag team match. Masada and Necro Butcher versus Jimmy Jacobs and BJ Whitmer.
Has Masada ever wrestled Necro one-on-one?
I'm sure he has. I just can't pull out the actual time that it happened because I'm not really sure about that.
Because that would be fucking awesome to see. Why?
But that's crazy. I mean, if you remember back, you know, the crazy matches that BJ had with Jimmy Jacobs and you know, you remember back, you know, the Ring of Honor stuff that they did. And, you know, they did some IWA stuff. BJ Whitmer's gotten in there and did a no-rope barbed wire with Necro. I mean, you know, Masada's always a fucking threat, you know, going out there.
Tank. He's a fucking tank.
Yeah, ain't no fucking joke. So, you got former partners colliding. In Sammy Callahan taking on Michael Elgin.
I didn't know they were partners.
Yeah, they were partners in IWA. And I think even before Sammy even got to CZW. And
I thought you were about to say former partners if Sammy Callahan wrestles One Night Only, John Moxley. I was going to say, how the fuck's that possible?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, you know, Vince ain't giving a pass to fucking John Moxley to go wrestle in IWA Mid-South. I'm pretty sure, you know.
And that was a joke that I just made.
Right. So, another match. You got our guest from last week, the Golden Boy Drake Younger, taking on the Bulldozer Matt Tremont. That's going to be a war, first time ever, one-on-one, big shit. You have a match that came off of a lot of talk that happened on this show. We had both Devin on, we had B-Boy on, and talked about a lot of things that Devin went over in this shoot. And this match is based around the things that have been said and the words that have been exchanged and this type of stuff, and big grudge match. You have the New Age Punisher B-Boy taking on Devin Moore. So some pretty big shit there. I mean, you got, you know, Danny Havoc and you got Dave Crist and Scotty Vortex and, you know, all sorts of talent on that card. And it's going to be a big show, man. And that's a Friday show. So, I mean, you got that on Friday out there in Indiana, I believe. Yeah, Indiana. And then, man, the very next day, you have the CZW Insanity Pro Wrestling doubleheader. And some stuff that's going to happen on that is, you know, on the afternoon show, 2 o'clock bell time, you will have, main eventing that show, you will have Drake Younger taking on the returning Scotty Vortex in a Fans Bring the Weapons cage match. So that's big shit right there. You have the IPW Heavyweight Championship on the line. I believe on the line. Sammy Callahan defends against BJ Whitmer. You also have one of those high-flying dream matches in Ricochet taking on AR Fox. All sorts of other talent, you know, Sugar Dunkerton, Dustin Reyes, Uha Nation, Isaiah. You got Irish Airborne of Jake and Dave Crist. You got all that stuff. That's your afternoon show. And on the night show, you got this main event, this barbed wire madness match, which is for the CZW Ultraviolent Underground title, four-way dance. You got Masada versus Danny Havoc versus the Bulldozer Matt Tremont versus the Necro Butcher. That's That's a serious fucking main event right there. You got Devin Moore putting on his title in an open challenge. And whoever wins that match the very next week in Philly will be defending against Masada. So that's some shit to look forward to. You got... They're going to have three matches. That's pretty much the first round of a number one contender junior heavyweight title defense. And it'll be AR Fox taking on UHA Nation. It'll be the Latin Dragon taking on Ryan McBride. And it'll be Jonathan Gresham taking on Drew Gulak. And the winner of those three matches will face off in a three-way dance the following week in Philadelphia to get the number one contender shot for the CZW Junior Heavyweight title, which will be a match between Sami Callihan and Adam Cole defending. And whoever wins that, they have one of those guys coming at them. So a lot of big shit going on there. You got DJ Hyde taking on Sami Callihan with an ultra-violent stipulation, which is, yeah, all right. You got Isaiah taking on Alex Colon. You got first time ever in CCW, Dave and Jake Crist, the Irish Airborne, taking on Dustin Reyes and Ricky Page. I'm not really sure who Ricky Page is, but and you got Scotty and Drake back in CCW for the first time since Tangled Web. So that is your weekend ahead of us right here. If you're in that Indiana area, man, you got fucking three shows that are definitely big, big fucking big lineup, man. Like I said, the following week, you know, we'll get into that more next week because you know you got the Dragon Gate and the CZW show over there in Philly. So there's going to be a lot of
I like
a lot of different
comment they just made.
What did he say?
We don't care about DJ.
Yeah, well, you know, what can you do? He's wrestling Sammy, so, you know, you can hope that there's going to be some pretty bad punishment there. So you got that guy. So, what can I do? Well, you know what? I'm going to take a quick break because we're going to do our Raw thing next. You know, and then shortly after that, I'm sure we're going to have Billy on. So, I'll play a little song for you guys. I've been big on a couple comedy albums lately, so throw you some Turtleneck and Chain.
Chain so thin, man, I'm sipping light beer and my crew right
here.
Chain razor thin, light beer in my cup and my sweater on turtle with the neck on
puff.
Huge turtleneck and my chain so skinny, beer light all night, stand up, get
dizzy.
Light cup, beer, drink thin, so chain neck, turtle fat, man, I won't say it again.
Turtleneck and chain, turtleneck and chain, turtleneck and chain.
If they know the light beer.
Turtleneck. With another on deck, case I spill something on it.
Like some light beer?
Yeah. We be bragging about whose chain be the thinnest. Turtleneck thicker than Delta Burke swimming in a Guinness. Now bear witness.
But they can't see my chain. Metal so thin, it dissolves when it rains.
Got more chains than the Snow Patrol. Everyone raise a fin like an insect stripper pole.
Turtleneck and chain. Turtleneck and chain. Turtleneck and chain.
If they know the light.
Wear turtlenecks.
Sweater swallowing my chain like it's stuck in the couch. Looking like Cookie Monster flossing his mouth.
Find me cooling on the corner sipping light beer foam. You can tell by my turtleneck and chain that I bone.
rabbit kick the bucket. Dog said, fuck it. Get my two-step on with my turtleneck on. Thin ass chain like beer in my glass. Smacking at the bitches, the ones with the ass. Girl, you know it's true. Tell me what it do. Oh, you like my style? Say you like my crew. Say you wanna be under my chest. This turtleneck is like one of my best. Say you wanna be under my chest. This turtleneck is like one of my best. So I guess yo dress, no stress. Staying fresh is my vendetta. I'm a crook, so my look on my game gon' get her. The fatter the puppy, get the fluffier the bigger the turtleneck, the more gangster it is.
Turtleneck and chain, turtleneck and chain, turtleneck and chain.
If they know
the
light beer.
Turtleneck and chain, turtleneck and chain, turtleneck and chain.
If they know the light
beer.
Yeah. So that was The Lonely Island. They have a funny-ass comedy album. I can't even believe how many, like, features they got. Snoop on that track. I mean, they got, like, the whole album is just, like, superstars. It's crazy, and it's nothing but just, like, comedy songs. It's funny as shit. So, yeah, check that shit out. That was the self-titled, you know, album track, Turtleneck and Chain shit. But, anyway, I'm going to get into the Raw show right now. Just set it off the way I intend to. Alright. So obviously, I'm super hyped for this because, man, I am definitely doing some big shit here with this. Billy's asking me to do something, but he's typing in segments. I don't have natural born killers. So anyway, we have, I know who does the song, I just don't have it loaded. If you asked me that yesterday, I would have done it. Otherwise, anyway, so the show started off with a Rock promo, and I really think that this guy is trying to do one of two things. He's trying to either gain, what do they call that shit that dyes men's beard? Is that the, you know, just for men?
Men, hair from, nah, what the fuck is that called? They're always playing that shit in the prom, on the fucking Raw. What the fuck is it called? Just for men.
Yeah. Billy, I can't YouTube something and then up it to onto my switchboard during the show. I know how to get it. I have it on my iPod. I know it's on YouTube. I just can't up it on the show right this second. So anyway, yeah, whatever. He's trying to get the shit that dyes your beard. You know, he's trying to get like a sponsorship for that, or he's definitely trying to get a cereal endorsement. And, you know, because, everything he talks about John Cena, which I laughed at it at first, but it just seems like the regular, just every time it's Fruit Loops this, Fruit Loop Troop, Fruity Pebbles this, fucking Fruity this, Fruit that. Like, I don't know. I don't know, man. The Rock, he's an extremely, he's, yeah, right. He's just, I don't know, he's on some shit. You know what I mean? With the whole thing. But it seems like the same promo over and over again, and he's, like, ridiculously jacked all the time for no reason. He's just doing movies, but he's, you know, he's built like he's in fucking weightlifting competitions that don't test for steroids or, you know, whatever. But, so he does that, and now whatever. And then he says, oh, I'm not going to be seen as partner. He's like, oh, you know what, fine, I'll be your partner. And so anyway, that's that. I have to mention it because it happened. Then you got CM Punk coming out. He's supposed to get a title shot if he beats Mark Henry. Then, you know, Ricardo comes out. He makes him get DQ'd. And then Punk throws Ricardo in, so Mark Henry kills him and whatever. That's that. Then finally we get my Muppets. And Kermit calls Vicky Swagger's mother. That was fun. That was a lot of fun. Kermit did the whole woo-woo thing, and I think I threw up a little in my mouth. And then Kelly gave Kermit a little herpes. So you know. I had kind of mixed feelings about that, you know. So it was kind of weird. They had the battle royal thing. The chick in not Muppets. Oh, don't you tempt me, Billy. So anyway, we went into the. Whatever. They had like a chick battle royal where everybody was dressed up in costumes. As far as I know, I meant to go back and actually rewatch it and just see if they announced it as over the top battle royal, but I'm pretty positive they did because I think they do that in every battle royal. Well, and Eve won that shit with, throwing Natalia over the middle rope. So, just kind of weird. Next up, they had a Beaker segment. And, he came out, he had the blue shit. He was supposed to go bring it over to, Santino. And it's supposed to, make him win the match. And Christian sabotaged and poured the shit on the floor or whatever. And then Sheamus comes up, and now he's talking about how he's not going to be at the family reunion, and, he's talking to him like they're related. Beaker's doing his normal beep, 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 and fucking Sheamus is just responding like, nah, dude, yeah, you're right, So it was pretty funny. They did that whole thing. Then they had Air Boom take on, I hate that fucking tag team name, but I got to put that out.
Wait a minute, didn't Evan Bourne get suspended for 30 days?
Not this fucking Raw. He didn't. Air Boom take on Cody Rhodes and Wade Barrett. This match was good, man. And I'm telling you, fucking, it was non-title and Cody and Barrett went over, but Air Boom is fucking awesome. They're just fucking unreal, man. Like, in the ring, these fucking guys can go, and they're so crisp, and they're fucking, their high spots are just ballistic, dude. It's insane. It's really fucking crazy. So, I'm glad to see these guys, and you just told me fucking this dude's suspended. What is he suspended for?
For failing the wellness policy.
Oh, the fuck out of here, dude. Seriously, what? Mason Ryan's on TV and fucking he's...
Well, apparently he got caught smoking marijuana.
Oh, fucking shit. Oh, you got to be fucking kidding me. And Mason Ryan comes out there looking like a fucking... like a fucking Incredible Hulk fucking action figure.
He might have got suspended like Tuesday. That might be why. Yeah, I think it was like Tuesday. I think he got suspended Tuesday.
Ah, cocksucker. Whatever, dude. Fucking whatever. So, Jesus Christ, 30 days. That fucks things up. Anyway, you got that. Now I'm upset. I think Cody Rhodes is actually doing a really good job these days. Like, I've never been the biggest Cody Rhodes fan, but I really think he's turned a corner, and he's doing, like, a really good heel persona. His whole thing is going down as, like, kind of like a psychopath with the fucking paper bags, and he's actually putting on really good shit in the ring. So
I agree.
I'm glad that dude turned the corner because I really couldn't stand him when he first came out. I still think he needs knee pads because that's, his legs look ridiculous. But then you had, The Big Show went over Alberto Del Rio in a non-title match with one of the laziest fucking punch gimmicks you've ever seen. Like, fucking Del Rio leaped up into his lap and then, like, he pushed him with a fist. Like, just, like, shoved him with his fist and got the clean 1-2-3. Then Punk comes out. The whole thing was, Laryngitis said that he can have a title shot as long as, he gets Del Rio to say, agree to it. So he comes out, he sits down next to him, pretty much tells him, I'm going to choke the shit out of you and you're going to agree to the match. So he choked the shit out of him, he agreed to the match. So you got your rematch at Survivor Series. There's that. You got Zig Swag up next in a promo type thing with Gonzo and Fozzy. And, They stretched the shit out of Fozzie. Or not Fozzie, Jesus. They stretched Gonzo and wrap his arms around his face and shit. You know, and then Gonzo, because, you know, he plays the weirdo gimmick. He's just like, yeah, that was great, you know. Like, he dug it and shit, so whatever. There was that thing. Next up, you had Santino up against Swagger with Animal as a special timekeeper, which I'm a fan of. And then, yeah, you had Santino spit the blue beaker drink in fucking Swagger's face to win. So, all of a sudden, Santino's getting this fucking rub, and that's cool, I guess. I mean, he's, I don't know, man. Like, I always liked Santino, but it's weird for them to drop him off of TV like they did. I know he was injured and stuff, but in the same token, like, they didn't work him in gradually. They just, like, threw him in and let him start winning big matches. Guys that they were already trying to push, so it was, you know. So, they did that thing. And fucking Miss Piggy hit on Job Morrison, and then, he walks away pretty much, and then she gets fucking, like, sexually harassed by Hornswoggle and smacks the shit out of him. And then fucking Cody Rhodes fucking paper bags fucking Kermit.
Oof.
You know? Just, yeah. So, there was that. And then, well, I mean, Cena beat the Miz, but I don't give a shit, so that was the main event. Overall, here's my thing. Like, obviously, I'm a huge fucking Muppet Mark, and, what the fuck is he talking about? Oh, no, I won't watch that. There's actual porn out there, don't you know that? Like, I don't understand why, Juan, you would have to watch, like, a gay ballerina movie to consider it porn. Like, why don't you just fucking watch porn, stupid? Yeah, it was great. 5 stars, you know. I guess your girl lets you watch that. To be married, I guess that's a terrible thing. Anyway, my thing is, like, the things they could have done better with the Muppets is included more. They could have done a lot more segments with it. They did a couple of the Stotler and Waldorf, like, side announcer things that I didn't really mention, and they were decent, but I think they should have, like, set their whole gimmick up at the commentator booth. And they could have just done that whole shit and just been like, you know, not like they were just commentators through the whole matches, but like they would flash over to them and they'd make fucking douchebag comments about it, you know, just heel fucking, you know, heel commentators the whole way. They did it on like a few after the matches things. They made like a douche comment and laughed and stuff, and, you know, like they did on the Muppet Show, but they definitely should have had the Swedish Chef. They definitely should have had the motherfucker.
Jay, I'll be right back in, like, 2 minutes, all right?
Oh, all right. So then they
take care of something real quick.
All right. Well, I'm just going to talk to all the people out there. So then they should have had the Swedish Chef. They should have had fucking Sweetums, which sounds like redundant, but Sweetums is a big-ass dude, so you could have had him with any fucking body. I don't know. They could have done more with it. Fozzie had limited on-air shit. Like, he really, you know, only did so much. Eric did one of these I'm leaving during a show type thing. So, then, you know, they've been running, like, nonstop Brodus Clay. See, this kind of involves a question, so it sucks on my end. But they've been running nonstop Brodus Clay promos about Yeah, but you're allowed to watch it, Juan. That's why when your wife called it a porn and you still got away with watching it, that's why it worked for you. Anyway, what I'm saying is they're talking about Black Swan in the chat room. I don't even know where it came from. I don't even know, but whatever. They keep bringing up Brodus Clay, and they keep saying all of these different things, and he keeps going, you know, how he's the beginning and end. He's the monster under the bed. And one thing I got to say about that comment, about being the monster under the bed, my bed's not tall enough to fit Brodus Clay under it. So as much as I kind of like the dude, like, he's not fitting under my bed. So he's not a monster under any bed in my house because we don't have jacked up beds like that. So I'm just saying that. And that's something I initially thought that when he said it, and then I thought, you know what? That whole monster under the bed thing isn't really that scary because they got to be able to fit within, you know, like, I don't know, 8 inches of space. Like, if you only got 8 inches of space to fit under, that's probably not a very badass monster. I don't know. 8-inch tall monster. I mean, even laying on your back, you only got 8 inches front to back, and you're not that bad, I don't think. So, I don't know. That's my whole thing. However, I wonder who will Brodus Clay squash when he does come back next week. Do you have any ideas? Who do you think?
Who Brodus Clay is going to squash?
Is going to squash when he comes back next week to be the beast.
I don't know. Evan Bourne?
Well, not if he's fucking suspended, he won't. But,
well, no, because sometimes they use that suspension shit, and then they'll let him work a show, and then...
Not if they announce a suspension, they're not. You don't kill the guy's fucking push. You take him off TV and just, you know, cut his pay or something. You don't fucking, you know, kill a push. I mean, that's crazy. I mean, I don't know, man. But
Santino? Is he Santino?
I don't know. That's another thing. They brought him back pushing, so it's hard. My thing, and it goes with the second thing I have to say, is John Morrison. Because I think John Morrison is gone. There's, I think, less than 2 weeks left on, or just 2 weeks left on his contract.
Nah, I disagree with that.
He has not been re-signed yet.
I disagree. You know why? Because they keep doing this fucking shit about this losing streak and this losing streak, and they keep saying the losing streak. I think this is part of an angle. I really do.
He hasn't been re-signed yet.
I think he's already re-signed. I really do.
Well.
You know why? Because they keep mentioning losing streak, which means I smell a heel turn.
Well, I'm not so sure about that.
If you see the WWE website, you'll be like, wow. Like, they keep saying, oh, John Morrison has lost his mojo. And so
yeah, I don't read that kayfabe site, so...
Yeah, which means, like, they're actually kayfabing it. Like, if he was getting
or maybe
released,
they're downgrading him, so when he shows up in TNA, they're like, well, you don't mean anything anymore. We made you look like a fucking punk. You know.
I don't know, man. Heel turn.
I
can see him being a heel turn.
I don't even think it means that much, though. I don't think he means enough for a heel turn at this point. When it comes down to it... They've gone heel, they've gone face for him, and it's kind of been indifferent. Like, it really hasn't even showed up on screen as either one. It just was just kind of John Morrison, okay.
Do you think he's talented, or do you just don't like him?
No, I think he's talented, but I think he burned a lot of fucking bridges with the Molina thing. And you saw the whole momentum change of the way that they were putting Morrison on TV when the whole Molina shit went down, and she left, and then they had to fucking tell her to go home. Just because she was hanging out in the back, just hanging out with him. And then he was posting shit online, how she's the best diva ever, and fucking this and that. And I'm telling you, there was a lot of fucking bad blood with the shit that went down with Molina. Normally, if they release somebody, and then they have like a, you know, significant other in the fucking locker room, they'll let you hang out as long as, you know, you're not a fucking shit starter. But I have a feeling she was a shit starter. And when it came down to it, fucking, they told her to take a walk, and they told fucking him, hey, don't have your girlfriend around here. Doesn't stop people from putting shit online, but of course it rocks the fucking boat, and I think he caught some fucking bad points on those ones, and, you know, that's just my opinion on it, and I would not be surprised if there's only 2 weeks left on this fucking guy's contract, and, that's what happens, man. It could very well be so. I mean, there's the same rumors floating around that fucking AJ Styles might fucking be making a run at fucking WWE any minute. So, I mean, it's been said for years, but he's been showing a lot of fucking I don't like it here type stuff. People have compared the two, so maybe fucking WWE will be like, hey, we'll try a different version of that shit. Take him and fucking Stash Morrison over there. Fuck it. I don't know.
Make like a trade.
More or less, but I mean on their own account, just saying we're not paying this guy anymore. We'll try paying this guy and see if it works out for us. His girlfriend's not a douchebag as far as we know, and we'll just do that.
All right.
So I don't know. I guess we'll take a break, and shortly after that break, we'll bring on Billy. Let me see. Fuck. Billy wanted me to play something old school, so I really haven't uploaded anything old school other than, we'll do this, yeah.
Mic check, I can get smooth to any groove, relax the tongue, let my mic take a cruise around the planet, packing men like Janet Jackson, she's asking if I can slam it.
Yo, Rat Man, what the fuck, man? Get the fuck off that punk smooth shit, man. Get with that rough shit, man. You know how we do.
Mic check. I walk around the streets with the black tech now by the waistline, picking our hype shit. I never claim to be the best type of rapper, but have to show the motherfuckers what I'm after. I'm after the gold, then after that the platinum. Beef after that, hurricane, she packs the gas, son. Chicka bang bang, yo, bust the slang with my name. It's the Red Man on the funk thing. Psych your motherfucking right tonight, tonight. To do what I wanna do, to do it like dynamite. The word perfected, when the funk been ejected. I roughen up the rough grab to like make your head split. Huh, past the 40 and the blunt, and don't front on the blunt, cause when you do front, brother, you get the start. I'm not an addict, more like Puff the Magic. The pass it when I'm through, cause my crew got the habit. I don't claim to be a big rap star, cause no matter who you are, you still catch a bullet star. So listen up and take heed to what I'm saying, cause tonight's the night, and me and my niggas ain't playing. You wanna see me get cool, please, save it for the breeze, cause the lyrics and tracks make me funky like cottage cheese. Fuck the smooth shit, I get down with the boom bip like you tip, I kick more styles than who shoots it. But tonight, tonight, what I write tonight, is tight for funk with the flavor like Mike tonight. Hanging out with my niggas, the Miss Dupasi, hit their fingers on the triggers. I keep the 40 between my lap cooling, rolling down the highway, blood system pump cause it's Friday. Roll over to pick my boys up, we raise a lot of noise cause we can do that black, so get the Bozak, Zach, be never. I do the type of evil that men do, like cursing out my window at a bitch in a French too. So turn the volume up a notch, and watch the bump, bump, make your speakers pop. That's the funk when it pumps, it makes you bump, jump, 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 jump. But if you wanna see a fly but frantic, cool romantic, more slicker than my man Rick, you better check the yellow pages under smooth shit, cause Red ain't down for the bullshit. Niggas fucked up by letting me make an album.
How come
to get on the mic and let my fucking style run? Popular demand, I expand my hand to the mic and let my mouth hit the flim flam. I get sex, I get wrecked, I puff mad blunt. I get vexed, I break neck, but I go front. Fuck you, yo, fuck you, yo, turn this shit off, man.
Okay, so we're back. That was Red Man, oh, Jesus, here we go with this. Anyway, without further ado, I really would like to welcome back to the show the very impatient, the much anticipated, the leader of Cult Fiction, the half-breed, Billy Graham. What's going on, Billy?
I'm trying to clear my throat, man. It's just, I don't know, some kind of disruption in my breathing passage or something. I don't know what would cause that. Maybe some of this mad weed out here in California. No, I didn't say that, did I? What's up, man? Hi, Jay. Hi, Eric.
Going on, Billy.
How are you guys? Ragging on my Cowboys. I was listening to you guys.
Oh, you should have. You should have. I hate you fucking Cowboys.
Well, at least they beat the Eagles this year, you know. I mean, but anyway, I don't know shit about football anymore because I don't watch television, including football right now. So I don't know what's going on anymore. I just watch the scores and listen to you guys talk shit about it. So
yeah, definitely.
That doesn't exactly make me an expert, you know what I mean? So what's up? This is the
How
new
much,
LLB.
Man?
So host your show, man, before I start. Go ahead.
Right. So, hey, man, a lot of people, you know, I mean, I've talked to you and everything else like that, but a lot of, you know, the wrestling community and the people like that, you know, I've missed you from the scene. Obviously, you haven't been around and everything like that. A lot of different things have gone on with you, but, you know, you're on a new scene doing a new thing and, you know, inform these people, you know, where you've been at.
Well, I've been on a journey, you know, that just, you know, who knows where it started, which part of it you want to talk about, the last, you know, 4 months, the last year, the last 50, I don't know, it's all connected, obviously, one step after the other, but, yeah, I mean, I kind of made a big life change, and the change is continuing, and the change is kind of at all levels, you know what I mean? So one of those changes was that I moved over 3,300 miles from Stamford, Connecticut to L.A. County, California, Los Angeles County, and that's where I'm at, living, enjoying. It was in the upper 70s today at one point, I believe. It was nice mid, right around the 70-something, my girl and I were at Universal Studios today, so I'd like to talk about that at some point, because it's the bomb, man. Oh, my God.
That's fucking
oh my
awesome,
God.
Man.
Yeah. Universal was crazy today. Crazy, man. Oh, my God. I got all kinds of shit to report from California. I was in my first major earthquake today, but it was simulated by Hollywood special effects, but still.
Oh, there you go. But, yeah, actually, my brother's in the Florida Universal Studios today, and then I got you, my brother from another mother over there in the California Universal Studios. I got the fam holding it down in Universal.
So, yeah, Universal was making mad money off your family, I guess. That's how it works, right? They were cashing. And then tonight, you know, just your watch that they made, you know what I mean? They make half of everything you see, so. But, yeah, it was cool, man. But, yeah, so I moved out here, man. I moved out here in July, and I've been out here since July, as Jay knows. Everybody else probably doesn't know. I don't know. Some people. It's weird, man. It says since July on my Facebook, man, lives in Los Angeles, California, and I got people still that work with me in CZW like this week finding out going, what? You live in California? Yeah, you know, like, you know, are people coming out, calling me up and asking me to do stuff in Pennsylvania and Jersey and Connecticut? Like, hey, can you? I'm like, you know, fly me out? They're like, what are you talking about? It's like, I'm in Los Angeles. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be far, far different. You know, I know one of the things that you are definitely missing, you know, you had mentioned to me is, you know, the horror conventions over on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Me as a guy who have, you know, I'm not that well-versed on the, you know, the horror conventions and that type of stuff. I always thought the Comic-Con over there, you know, California was the big joint, but,
well,
you know.
Well, I mean, San Diego Comic-Con is absolutely the most, you know, the hugest show of its ilk. If you count, you know, horror conventions, comic book conventions, multimedia conventions, you know, you need to have people from all genres like television, film, sports mixed together, celebrities, rock stars, you know. Yeah, it's the biggest, but it's so big that for some people that might not be as much, like for me, that's not as much what my whole deal is with it or how I fit in or when I'm working in it, how I worked in it or where I would have a good time, because there they even just have just these massive lines for every single person there and set hours for each person, only so many hours at a table a lot of times. And it's just like,
right.
It's just a cattle line, you know, like a massive,
yeah.
Like it's like the Texas cattle yards of genre conventions, you know, whereas like, you know, you got some other shows like, you know, the best, my favorite show in the business forever has been, you know, Chiller Theater that takes place now two times a year in Parsippany, New Jersey. And so,
right.
I mean, they have their second show, one in April, one in October, Well, the second one in October is basically the greatest Halloween party on the East Coast of the United States to me, and it's my tradition to always be there. So, yeah, last weekend, you know, I didn't get to be there, and first year without my, you know, big house with a million Halloween decorations all over. In fact, my Halloween decorations are still in Connecticut, but that's another story in itself. So my girl was kind enough to bring me some new ones because she knew I was missing my stuff. So she got me some cool stuff, including this. Listen to this, man. These are like these skulls that light up. which is interesting because, you know, that's from Psycho.
Right.
And today, speaking of my girl, I mean, we were at Universal and saw the Psycho house and the Bates Motel and had, like, a Norman Bates guy chasing us in a tram car and with a knife in his hand. It was pretty cool. I captured that on still photos from her and video from me. Pretty neat. So, had to make a life change, man, you know, and yeah, that thing, you know, had ended there, and that was kind of like the last thing, you know, as far as like CZW was kind of like my last obligation to anything on the East Coast, and you know, I wanted to, my movie stuff had started getting more important to me, you know, and last year I did a lot of stuff, and the business is out here, and you know, as many know, the woman that I love is out here. And so between business, being in love, wanting to start all over again, wanting to sell my scripts, wanting to get more acting parts, wanting to do music again, hating Northeast winters, liking medicinal marijuana, orange juice, right, avocados and grapefruits alike, including just like even the street burritos, like a reason to be here. But anyway,
you gotta plant some fucking orange trees out there, man.
There's orange trees in my front yard where I live now, and I'm just
nice.
In a little cool studio apartment in a nice neighborhood, and I have a nice setup, and like my little backyard environment is like three times as big as the place itself, and it's private, and so it's nice out there. Like, girl and I can sit at the table and be out under the stars and stuff like that. So I play my guitar out there. You know, I've been banging around a lot on the guitar again these days. You know, so go ahead.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's real good. And overall, like, you know, what I see is obviously, you know, everybody knows that, you know, I mean, you and CZW came to a complete, you know, just breaking grounds where it just wasn't going to work out. And, you know, really no need to, you know, lay on the details of that type of stuff. Everybody knows, you know, both sides of the story and, you know, everything like that.
Well,
you know,
I agree with you. I mean, it doesn't matter.
I mean, when the dust settles, life goes on. And, it's really good, you know, to see you, you know, in a new area and just really enjoying life and actually seeing something else other than, you know, the bitterness of the wrestling business and, you know, the things that can go on and all that stuff. So that's fucking awesome.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I agree with what you said, like, what's the point of it? I think a lot of, the depth, I would say, of what I went through at all levels, kind of like personally, you know, emotionally, socially, financially, historically, from day one, whatever. I was a guy, like, carrying around a lot of baggage for a really long time. In fact, most of it, I think, till really recently, you know. And there's still some of it there, but I'm working on it. But it's like I really have, like, shucked a lot of it to where, like, whereas, like, really who I really am was probably almost completely fucking gone, you know, at one point. It's no secret, right? I mean,
yeah.
Sorry, everybody. Hey, da-da-da-da-da-da, he's back. Anyway, so, yeah, we now will return you to your regularly scheduled, more measured form of creative insanity, you know, instead of being really crazy. I mean, because how should I put this? yeah, for me, you know, everything I did in my life, you know, when I was younger, I mean, you look at, I mean, Saints in Hell, that shit is, you know, that's 1980 to 82. You know, that's before I'm 21 through I'm being 21 years old, and we had this success, and then it led to some more success for other people, you know what I mean? And people still talk about that shit back then, and it's like, so anything I kept, you know, every time I fell, and then I reinvented myself, and I rose to mediocrity in something else, you know what I mean? Or a footnote, you know what I mean? You know, mediocrity, I'm teasing, you know what I mean? I'm not going to be that hard on myself, because I pretty much, like, what I do is, like, anything that I like to do or I'm interested in, I don't give a shit what it is, like, I'll do it, okay? Like, wow, I like comic books. Oh, like, I'm going to write one and find some guys, and, you know what I mean? And I work on this, you know what I mean? And then, oh, I want to play music, you know what I mean? Oh, heavy metal, man, you know what I mean? I'm doing that, you know? Oh, punk rock, I'm doing that, you know? But wrestling, oh, do it, you know what I mean? Oh, go fight the white man for the Indians, I'm doing it, you know? Fall in love, California, here I come. So I do like, writing. Now I write like crazy. I've got all these screenplays piled up here, you know? So it's pretty much like the same way as getting hit with shit. In ZZW or bleeding, why would the guy do that? It's because everything that I commit to 100%. You know, so I guess when I committed to being a loser and a fuck-up and a ball bag and a depressing, you know, self-defeating, self-sabotaging, I don't know, man. You know, I guess I did that 100% too, you know, but I stopped doing that. So it just kind of ran its course, like, you know, like too many weeks in the theater, nobody wants to see it anymore. You know, I'm not saying it wasn't real. Real is one of my faults and my strengths. But now I just say, like, shit that's happened, I'm back to being a guy that I was, like, 15 years ago. Okay? And it's crazy. You know, I didn't think I could go there, but I did. But those keys, like, you can only lose so much. You know what I mean? Like, and when it got as insane as it did for me, you know, I think, you know, I say 15 years, okay, well, maybe it's kind of like I never lost the principles or anything, you know, of what I believed in or how I did the shit I did, or, you know me, Jake, you know, and so do a lot of people, you know, there's friends of mine listening, a lot of guys in the business know me, you know what I mean, at a pretty deep level. I got a lot of good friends in that business, you know, and a lot of people that I'm really, really proud to, you know, have known and worked with and put on a show with them and you know, entertain some people. You know, I love, you know, the fans, you know how I am with that. There are no fans. They're just people that are friends to me. You know what I mean? Some friends don't like me. That's okay. But most of them are my friends, you know, and they get it.
Well, I mean, just to put it out there for people, you know, for anyone listening live, if you do want to call in,
absolutely,
catch up with Billy. Talk to Billy. Number is 347-215-8300. And, you know, we're more than welcome to call in. You know, holler at Billy. You know, whatever questions you got, Billy's an open book. And, you know, I mean, we'll continue to just chop stuff up. And, you know, anyone want to join the fray, you're more than welcome. So
yeah, please call if you want to. I guess, you know, Jay, what I was trying to say, if I may continue, is just that it wasn't like a thing where I had a shift of personality where I stopped believing certain things or principles or ethics. It wasn't like I just got grabbed and peeled by a Tyrannosaurus in one fell swoop with me. You know, I mean, like, you know, in Iroquois people's way, a warrior is supposed to have a skin that's seven spans thick. You know, you're supposed to have a really, really thick skin to be a warrior, or more specifically a man, you know. And, you know, like a brave, a person who protects people, you know, that is honorable, you know. So, I mean, to survive all the shit I did and be who I was, I had to have a thick skin, you know. And some of the thick skin was sometimes having that skin open up and, you know, barking, hissing, showing your fangs, whatever, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to survive, dog. You know what I mean? You got to, you know, and I'm not Batista, okay? Like, there's a reason I survived street, many worlds talking shit and worlds full of ruffians, and I'm still skinny ass shit talking Billy Graham, you know what I mean? Because I'm pretty tough too, but it's not because I can beat everyone up, you know what I mean? Like, I just
absolutely
smart guy, right? You know?
Now, I mean, responding to what you just said, the thick skin comment, do you think that, you know, through time, obviously you're still here, so you're, you know, strong enough to, you know, maintain, and you're strong enough to last through everything you've gone through, and I know more than most that,
a lot of people,
you know, what
yeah.
you have gone through, and,
yeah.
you know, it is what it is, but do you think you should have had thick skin a little earlier and
mm-hmm.
been more resistant to some of the things that,
well,
you, I mean, you took a lot of the things you were passionate about really personal, and you know, I think it affected some of your judgment along the way.
Oh,
I mean,
of course,
do you think...
of course. No, you're hitting the nail on the head, okay? And do I think it's back to being seven spans thick like it should be? No. I think I've grown one back, you know,
right.
because I'll be modest about it, maybe two. You know, I got
right.
a long way to go, but it's now a conscious thought. You know, it's an ordered process in my brain to go back to being my strengths and dumping my weaknesses. But you asked a good question, and what it is what I was going to say about that going back 15 years, like, it wasn't like I was peeled by some, you know, peeled, right? It was more like
right.
for, like, 15 years, like, someone had taken a cheese grater and just slowly, methodically, just scraping gently away until, in all that time, the seven spans were gone. You know what I mean? Like, that just,
right.
that's how it is, you know? And so... it takes a lot to, and then you're just exposed, and you're just taking shit left and right, and then getting very defeated. You know what I mean? Like, I never had any kind of doubts in what my talents are and anything. I mean, even through all the bad shit, you know, all that stuff doesn't matter, man. I mean, what matters is, man, I was a pretty unlikely fucking guy, wasn't I? I mean, look how long it took me to get a chance there. And look
right.
how long of a run I had there. And anybody that doesn't think that my okay, you know what? Everybody wants to, you know, dwell on negative. No, because there's plenty of people that have acknowledged to me that what my creative ideas were. You know what I mean? The whole the gimmick of Cult Fiction, the character that I portrayed, the people that were associated with that label were the best. Okay, like the best. Name the names. Okay,
right.
there's a standard there, okay? And those are the people that were, you know, and then all the other people that we worked with. So I just think that I was an unlikely candidate to make the mark that I did, you know? Like, no matter what other shit goes down, you know what I mean? Like, it's just what it is, you know what I mean? And I'm not going to go around living in the past. I'm not going to go around holding grudges against people, you know? Shit's passionate, man, whatever, you know? You can't get along perfectly with everyone forever. You know what I mean? People have hard enough time, like, being in a marriage with someone they love, let alone being married to 50 motherfuckers in a place. You know what I mean? It's crazy. You know what I mean? And you know, there's a lot of... And I mean, that's what it is, dude. A band, even a film, when people come together to do that, you know what I mean, for this many weeks, it's like, you know, a tribe. You know, you've got to be all... having to try to be cohesive, and when there is no cohesion and personalities are just bumping off each other, you know, it's a shame, especially when there's so much, you know, potential, you know. So the potential, it comes in spurts, and it's limited, you know, by you know, people. I don't know, you know, it's not like the whole world hasn't, you can see it in the whole world, but it's lost a lot of the ability to people work together and stuff like that. But then on the other hand, you see people amazingly work together. So I think it's like, you can't set other people's mindsets, but you can choose who to keep company with that'll keep your mindset moving in a positive direction. So I was just whittled down, man, you know, and let it happen to me, like, apathetically, like, wow, like, all my shit is really dead. I'll just give people a couple more middle fingers before I go out of here. You know, like... go back to the 18-year-old pissed-off punk rock metal motherfucker. That was, like, kind of my whole attitude, you know, during my last year in CZW. You know what I mean? Like, okay, fuck you. I'm Billy Graham. You know what I mean? Like, I got to be me. You know, so some people ain't liking it. It's cool, man, but you know what? People remember me as the character that I was. A lot of people see that there was a lot more potential there to do more things. But, man, all the people that we worked with, great shit. I mean, and it stands. That's what's going to stand. You know, the fact that every day I still have Cult Fiction fans, followers, supporters contacting me, wanting more. What are we going to do? You know, today, people are, dude, what, are you coming back to see? I'm like, geez, man, how can somebody not know by now? You know, like this, but it's flattering that they would like to see me there, you know?
Yeah. We all know Juan just happen. Asked, do you have any plans? Juan just asked if you have any plans on doing some wrestling stuff on the west side and reinventing Cult Fiction with the new crew over there.
Oh, you know, I don't. It's really weird, man, because I guess, you know, like after I had quit wrestling in the 90s, and it always bothered me that it was something I quit and I never quit anything. And so coming back and doing what I did and what I was just talking about, you know, having it remembered as something, that's pretty cool, you know. And I don't know. I kind of like, I see so much potential. And so do people that are smart. And the whole real idea behind Cult Fiction, you know, that it was going to be a crossover media thing, you know, like indie movies, indie wrestling, this
right.
You know what I mean? Like that kind of deal. And there's a couple film project ideas I have that I'd really, you know, I think they're reasonable. I think they can happen. There's some motion been made on one of them, which is a documentary. Which, you know, my plan there is to include everybody that's includable, you know, and I mean, I'll even give some naysayers some airtime in that thing, you know what I mean? Because I have a good deal with who's going to direct it. So it just, that's something I'm interested in doing, but I got some fictional stuff I'd like to do. As far as the wrestling, man, it's like, I mean, you know how much I love the shit. And on the other hand, there's so many things that I'm trying to do, you know. Me and Toby definitely have talked about doing something out here real soon together. I don't know that it's set in stone. I'll check it out. I'll go do it. That'd be cool. You know what I mean? I'll see Toby, have an old, you know, brother from the cult be out here for a weekend, you know, in L.A. and see him. That'd be great. Work a show in front of some people. I mean, it's not like I quit. It just, I haven't been in the right place to even, you know, wrestling's been the least of my head, you know, as far as, I mean, I still pay attention to what's going on, you know. I'm glad that certain people are doing good. I'm proud of them, you know. But that other shit, man, I don't have nothing bad to say about anybody. I'm not going backwards. I'm too on the up, man, to go backwards. That shit's water over the bridge, man. Like, everybody, man. All those guys, love them, man. Drake, Devin, you know. Love those guys, man. Always will. Had some great times with them, and you know,
that's awesome. I really think you do.
No. It's sincere. It is. Shit should never get as carried away as it was, but hopefully, you know, people can step back, take a look at the good shit that we all did together, take a laugh, accept others for who they are, and not have any, you know, ill will and say, shit, everybody's just passionate. You know what I mean? Everybody wants to kick ass. So, you know, people get excited.
Yeah, man.
I know I did. I know I got excited, so.
Yeah. Yeah, it's expected, man. And, you know, it's just good for everybody, you know, let bygones be bygones and do what they do and, you know, continue to live life happy, whether it be in this business or that business or whatever. And, you know, the chat room is nothing but talking about, like, having babies and shit like this. And, like, I just...
That's what they're talking about?
I don't know why I have a chat room. It's okay. You know.
How come they're not asking if I'm having any or anything?
No, you know, Juan asked me about the wrestling thing.
Saying,
and then it's Serena and Nina talking about, don't you want to have babies?
I'm seeing words like uterus and sausage factory. That's enough for me.
Yeah, it's insane. And... But Nina just mentioned something that I think is fucking awesome, because today I just learned that my one twin says CC Dub.
Wow.
Jada actually says...
Jay, you know, like, that's really nice. You're proud of being a child abuser. You know, like, you've mentally handicapped your offspring for the rest of their life. You'll be chanting CC Dub. And then you're proud. You're real proud. Just give yourself a Horowitz.
Not that they know what it is.
Just give yourself a Horowitz, Jay. Pat yourself on the back right now, okay? And
well,
just,
I'm going to pat Dino on the back because what it is.
Have you seen the rest of the people in that crowd, Jay? You want your child to. Go
ahead. Hey, listen. Listen. Mary Jane is 8 years old and she's never been to a CCW show. And I'm not really sure what the age would be actually appropriate for me to even do that. She's been to JAP. She's been to a few shows. She's chanted Misawa in the crowd of an ROH show and actually saw, you know, Misawa live. And I think that's phenomenal. But in the same token, I'm not so sure.
She's already no hope. She's a lifelong junkie. That's it. She's done it.
Well, but Jada, at 2 years old, she points at whatever T-shirt or sweatshirt mommy or daddy have on and go, "What's that? What's that?" And, you know, mommy told her CZW. And so now she goes, CZW, CZW. When she sees the shirt, she points and goes, CZW.
You know, this is how this shit all started for me, bro. Okay?
At
like,
2 years old.
With getting this shit.
Pretty
yeah,
awesome.
Like, right. Yeah, but see, I'm like, you know, like I can see all the positive things and I can explain why I have the passion and I can talk and wax on the accomplishments and great things and great people in it for a long time, you know, details, things that are neat. But really, I mean, a conscious thinking person, I think I should, if I would take over, like if I would be Chuck Norris tomorrow, you know what I mean? And I would rule the world like he does. I would completely tomorrow, instead of in front of the wrestling shows, instead of saying, please don't try this at home, it would say, please don't let anyone watch this at home. It would, you know what I mean? Like, it would go to a whole other level. Like, to keep kids from becoming corrupted by professional wrestling. You know what I mean? Because just don't get involved, man. Seriously. You go to school, man.
Yeah.
Go to college, man. Get a job. Get an education.
Believe me, MJ was in blackout shirts and bandanas and all that stuff at mm-hmm. the same age, and she still hasn't gotten into CCW, so it's not an issue.
Seriously, I would not, like, if my son came to me and was like, I'm gonna be a professional wrestler, Dad, I would be like, I knew you're not. I'm going to do everything in my power to keep this from happening, okay? Like, we're at war, you know? You're not going to break your neck for no reason, you know what I mean? It's not worth it.
Juan's really freaking me out in this bitch. Like, he just...
What's how's Juan's job situation coming, man? I'm looking, too. I need some work, too, you know? But anyway,
Trying to talk about making porns and porn and all this crazy shit going on in the fucking chat room. Like, I tried.
I applied for porn. They threw me down the steps.
Right? You applied? What does that application look like, Billy?
They threw me down the steps. They offered me a job as a stunt. They offered me a job as a stunt dick. And I was like, look, I get cameras, and that was it. They were like, you're old, skinny, scrawny. Like, no, have you seen porn stars? They're good looking. They're ripped. Okay, not you, old man. Threw me right down the fucking stairs, man. I got to sweep the floor. Yeah, but so that's one of those days. That's one of those days.
The one thing that reminds me of is
Jesus.
That's about it, man.
Yeah. So. Yeah,
Threw me down the stairs.
Cheers to everybody in the wrestling business. Yeehaw, love them all. Don't got nothing bad to say about anybody.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to ask me a question either. We have zero callers. Juan, you don't
have a
call.
I know, man. Yeah, Juan asked one fucking question. He's just sitting there, you know.
What was his question?
No, he asked if you would, you know, start up a new thing on the West Coast and wrestling and that stuff. That was his question.
I guess I didn't really finish it right. Like, is it beyond the realm of possibility? Absolutely not.
Right.
Okay, is it a priority in my life? Absolutely not. Not at this moment, okay? Because I don't think that, you know, like I said, the different ideas I have surrounding that name and that label and that idea, they're not, let's say, limited by time. You know, like I think it'll stay appealing, and I think I've got a lot more to pull out with it, you know, as far as the plans for it, and I think that there's a lot of people that have been involved that will be involved again, you know, everybody wants a payday, you know, people want a payday, so, you know, like, believe what you want, people, believe what's a clique, what's not a clique, what's a real family, what's not a real family, who likes who, all this other dirt, think what you want to think, you know what I mean, everybody knows, man, the real deal is Cult Fiction, anybody that's been in it. You dig what I'm saying? Like, it is a real brotherhood, okay? And we're all good with each other. So, it doesn't matter what else writes. we're cool, you know? And I'm cool with a lot of people, you know what I mean? Like I said, I just there's a lot of guys I'm really proud of, man. I see what's going on with CZW. I mean, like, you know, I'm a big, huge Sabian fan. I'm a big Blackout fan. I'm a big Robbie Moreno fan. You know, I love Drew Gulak, you know, Ryan McBride, like just so many guys in the company of Sammy. I'm real proud of like the way he's just been on fire still, you know.
Good shit, man. Correction, I hate to put this on you because you just mentioned a name and like it reminds me of the topic.
And I gotta talk about this, and you just sit silent. I'm fucking psychic. I know what it is, man. Jeez.
Yeah, of course you do. But you can sit silent, not say anything. We'll go on to another topic, or you can comment on it.
After this, okay.
But listen, this past week, shit has really come about. There's been a really big fucking topic on the internet as far as CZW people go.
I
had said this from the fucking start. Rory Gulak had no business going to Japan. He's not a fucking established deathmatch wrestler. Drake Younger just went this past year. Fucking Sami Callihan hasn't been to fucking Japan. He almost got to Japan, but he hasn't been to Japan just yet. The Cambodian axe murderer Joker, who has fucking toured Iraq for this country, hasn't been to Japan yet. But fucking Rory Gulak got fucking sent to Japan. As the gimmick that's somebody else's gimmick, and, you know, he decided... he didn't decide. Someone else decided. I'm not going to mention names, but they decided he was good enough and he deserved the opportunity. You know, with all the humble guys out there, such as the Matt Tremont, that deserved the opportunity because they were humble and they busted their fucking ass, this guy got sent.
Are you trying to, like, press buttons as I go into this thing before I say anything?
You could sit silently and this and that. I'm not trying to coach you into nothing because I have to talk about this.
I'll talk about it. Go ahead.
So, what I'm saying is, like, I said when it happened, I don't see why this is happening. I don't see where he deserved that. I don't see where this is the move. I mean, there's guys who fucking put 10 years in the business and just finally got to Japan and we're fucking delighted. So anyway, I said that when it started, and that was just because I'm a hugely critical douchebag wrestling fan. And what came about of that was Rory going over to Japan. He worked some, you know, respectable matches, did what he was asked and all of that stuff. Apparently at one point he was asked to do something, and I don't have really like full, you know, details or whatever like that, but
full disclosure,
he participated.
At this juncture.
He participated in everything he was asked up until the point he got a couple matches in, and then he said he was asked to do something, and he said, I'm not doing that. There's no TV here today. So that obviously catches like a really fucking bad vibe off of people who busted their ass to get there and the people who gave you the opportunity to even be there to begin with. You know, and it goes even deeper into the people who made the connections between the two companies to even make that happen. So it's pretty disrespectful. And then on top of that, a guy he went over with, Devin Moore, who had, you know, been there before and all of that stuff, and, you know, he started making comments about what this guy did outside of the ring and what this guy, you know, what he was doing drug-wise and where he was doing this and, you know, what he did outside of the ring.
Which guy's saying something about who? I'm lost.
Rory was saying that he, you know, all the shit that Devin does outside of the ring, he was saying that Devin only got a fucking another tour in Japan because they wanted Rory. All of this fucking upper-class bullshit off of a guy that doesn't have a fucking name that he was born with. He has Amando. So, you know, this is a guy that I've known since he was a fucking teenager, since his brother was holding him on his fucking shoulders in Sewell, and fucking Mondo took him off his fucking brother's shoulders to hold him up and make him look like a fucking man, and then he turned into fucking a guy who has always been a cool dude to me. He's always been cool, and then all of a sudden he's going to be an egotistical dude. I don't understand it. I can't say that I've seen it coming or anything like that, but the one thing I could see coming is that he didn't deserve to go to Japan yet. So he proved that fucking 100% right. And, you know, there's some guys out there very fucking upset about it, Drake, fucking Devin, these guys. And obviously, you know, they fucking earned their way to Japan. So, you know, I understand that. And I'm only a fan, but in the same token, like, I think that's some douchebag shit. And
I'll definitely.
I don't know, man.
Take. Wait. I'll say some shit about this, but take 20 more seconds because some of this medicine is here in California. And...
Actually, I have a caller on. I gotta get this caller on the air because I don't know who
this
is.
This is Off Gooey. A F G O O E Y is the name of this weed. It's fucking badass.
Jesus. Hold on. Let me.
Medical.
I got a caller calling in. Caller, who's this, man?
Yakuza!
Oh, shit.
Hello?
What's going on? Whoa. I just got a Yakuza and a hang-up. Awesome. Well, they shouted us out. That's fine.
Wow.
That works. Yakuza!
That was the caller.
That's...
Okay. So we were talking about this thing. You just
yes, we were.
Okay. First of all, man, Rory is a friend of mine. I love Rory. Okay, and his brother Drew.
Very close friend of mine.
Okay. No, I'm saying Drew, one of my real bros. I mean, proven to be a friend to me for a long time, and I love Drew a lot. And like always liked Rory. Don't know Rory anywhere near as well as Drew. First of all, okay, now this part here is one slant I'll get in just because I'll do the positive, of course, is that as far as, like, him being little Mondo and that being a thing to be over, I mean, you know, in a lot of places like Japan and Mexico, you know, knockoffs of other people's gimmick, even their copyrighted material, you know, look at AAA, you know what I mean? Like, every other week it's like, I'm surprised they haven't had Cult Fiction yet, you know what I mean? Like Cult Faction or you know what I mean? Like, just because... They copy everything there is. They have guys coming out dressed as Kiss, as every character.
Like a gay gimmick, Cult Friction.
Yeah, you know. Oh, thanks. You're right to the gay spot.
No,
right?
Hey, man.
Cult Friction don't
do
gay spots. But anyway, I mean, not because we have anything against being gay. It's just that we're not a comedy thing. Okay? Being gay is fine.
That's what I'm saying. They spin it in Cult Friction. Larry Legend.
Right. Well, I would do anything with Larry Legend, except, well... But anyway, listen, man, you know what? Larry's awesome, man. Larry is.
Oh, of course he is, man.
Best
fucking ring announcer in the business right now.
Well, I don't just think he's the best ring announcer. I think that he's just an underrated talent as far as his acting abilities, as far as his comedic timing, as far as his ability to work with others and make other people feel good, you know what I mean, that are working with him. I think Larry's an ace dude, man. You know what I mean? Love that guy, man. But back to this thing with Rory and everything in Japan. So the gimmick thing, I can actually see it being a strength of somebody like Japan wanting him or something. You know what I mean? Because their people aren't going to take it the same way. They're going to think that's like his little brother or something. You know what I mean? Like Mondo's real brother or something. You know, like I don't know.
Yeah.
But now when you spoke of like yes, man. You know, you take Drake, how long it took him to get there, you know. So Drake has every right to be upset if this is how he perceives that this went down, okay, because Drake busted his ass to get there and earned it. And he went over there and he gets in a ring over there. You know, he represented everybody
Devin
over
put
here.
Him
really
over
well.
To get there.
Right, okay, for Devin, okay. Devin earned his way to be over there, and from what I understand, he's over there with him at the same time.
Yep.
So, you know, when you're in a group, you know, you know, the actions of one are going to kind of put heat and reflect on the other. So I would say that if anyone was close to the situation like Devin was, I'm sure he would have a right to be pretty furious if things did indeed go down that way. Now, of course, I was not there. This is what we're all being told. But I think
right.
of
all the talents. I could keep going about the people that had to earn. Sammy should have been there a long time ago. I mean, the guy rocks. You know, and as far as I'm concerned, Blackout is a gimmick with Robbie Marino. Should have been, you know, Robbie should have been over there with them. I think that would have been really huge over there. Somehow that could have been worked out. I really do. Joker, I mean, forget it. Joker, you know, what couldn't he do? I think he could be anywhere he wants to be. I think that fucking TNA should make him their world champion if you want to know the truth. You know what I mean? That's TNA. What I think of his skills. You know? Yeah, yeah, for real. I mean, like a legit badass. You know,
a great man
and a guy that he tells the truth. He treats people with respect, with honor. He has 100% work ethic.
Yeah.
He's a war hero, a man, a warrior, a man's man, a fucking great guy, man, Joker. I mean, just can never say enough great about that person. Like just a rare cat, man. Like a guy that can be truly looked up to. You know, that it was my pleasure to meet him, to know him, to be a friend with him, to work with him at one point, you know, just at any capacity. Love that man. So, but I guess
that's a great
dude. So, yeah, like, yeah, why has he not been booked there? So for Rory to get a chance, now Rory's also a young guy and young in the business and did come from that starstruck in his eyes kind of spot, you know, like you can't expect young people to always handle everything with, I mean, look, I'm old, I fuck up all the time. You know what I mean? So how can I think someone, you know, 30 years younger than me is going to get their shit right all the time and judge them? But, I mean, if you got that opportunity, I can only think of all the people who haven't got the opportunity, the people that earned their way to get the opportunity. I mean, look, you can love me or hate me, but a lot of fans really latched on to the gimmick of Cult Fiction and half Lee Billy Graham and
right.
Half a Charlie Manson ass and everything, and me, my dedication to always entertaining them. This went over with a lot of people, and nobody ever took me to Japan, man. And no, I'm not a wrestler, but I certainly think that, you know, if you would have sent Cult Fiction over there as a gimmick with me, an integral part of it, I think that those people over there would have ate it up. You know what I mean? So to
yeah.
think that I didn't have any value in that respect, whether you like me or not, that's bullshit. I know I do. I know they could make money off of me, you know, probably more so than over here, you know. But
right.
so I think that for anybody, I mean, you think of all the people that are big, you know, they're specimens, they're guys that should be, you know, working for Vince. You know, they've got the size, the physiques, the talent, the years in, and they never even get to a level of CZW, let alone get to go overseas to Japan, you know, get paid, you know, play to those houses, you know what I mean? Look what it does for any wrestler's sheet and his resume and where he usually goes once he's worked Japan. You know, it's always going to be another stepping stone to upping your value over here, you know, and elsewhere in the world. And it's a respect thing in the business, you know what I mean? Japan's a big training and proving ground and elevates careers and, you know, makes people go to all new limits physically. So, and you know, it also means you have to start to adapt to other people in a bigger way, which makes you someone that can work more professionally, I think, back here, because you come back and you're like, well, at least I can talk to everybody here, man. They're more chilled out, you know what I mean? Like, so, but I think that if Rory did, if he did indeed pull some kind of like prima donna attitude, I don't know what would be, if that's the real reason, or maybe it was something else. Maybe he was hurt. Maybe he didn't want to say, but certainly I can perceive the disappointment and the perception of ingratitude from others, you know, that are paying their dues and trying to get that spot. And
right.
I mean, you want to say something about Tremont going, I mean, you know, I can't say, you know, Matt Tremont, I'm so glad that, you know, the last show I worked, Carnage Cup, I'm so glad to have worked with him. And I would have so liked, you know, we all know CZW, I wish it would have been, you know, Masada, Brain Damage 13, and Tremont and Toby, and, you know what I mean, like, just, that would have been the shit, you know. But Tremont, I really liked working with, would work with him again anytime. He is Cult Fiction, just like, and so, you know, I see him hit Japan, you know what I mean, like, you know, hey, man, Masada, look it up, man, like, him, me, you, Brain Damage, Toby, 13, grab the little doggy, you know what I mean? Hijack him from that nation he's been slumming with. And I'm just teasing, that's a character. I'm not,
I'm not ribbing on anybody. In fact, I really enjoyed Danny Havoc's tractor promo this month. Really took me out. I was pissing myself.
Yeah.
I like that too. I always like the Cylinder Iowa, you know, honest guy thing. You know?
Dude, it's pretty awesome. Well, apparently we have another call then. Let me see who this is. Hey, what's up, man?
Oh, yeah, I'm 13, and I want Billy Graham to fuck me.
Wow, that's really nice. Hey, Billy, you want to get him, or you want me to?
No, just
okay.
Later.
Well, he's gone. He's gone. Good. That's strange.
Really nice.
Same fucking number as the first time that yelled Yakuza the first time, so...
Yeah.
I guess they're upgrading their insults.
Yeah.
The first time it was just a shout-out, so
we'll ignore that. There's nothing to say about it.
Yeah. No problem. So, wait, hold on. I actually have something to say about it.
No business, Vaughn, insecure junkyard motherfucker!
Okay. And we're back. So
the views expressed were those of Yakuza Kick Radio, not Billy Graham.
Right. Some people just knew that. But either way, what I was going to say, too, about the whole thing was, like, well, two things. Last week Drake said on the show when he was on, he said that, he's doing some seminars and stuff, and he said, dude, I'm not the best wrestler in the world. And I can't come out and say that I'm going to create the best wrestlers in the world. But one thing I can say is the people who are going to learn from me are going to be respectful. And that was like his only thing. He said that was it. So I think that's his reason for being really upset. And then my other thing is fucking last time Little Mondo wrestled the last person to wrestle Little Mondo, Matt Tremont, they had some crazy ultraviolent tables match, and they put Christmas ornaments on the one table, and it was right in front of us in the corner. And you can ask Nina, because she said the same shit. She turned to me like, did he just knock half the fucking ornaments off that table before he took the bump? And I'm like, yeah, I think he did. He was clearly trying to lessen his fall, and then the next thing that happened was, oh, yeah, by the way, you're going to Japan. And I was like, I don't really think that's a great idea. Like, if you're not confident enough to put him in Tournament of Death within your own fucking company, I don't understand why, like, you need to represent us over in Japan is a good fucking idea. I don't.
Right. I pretty much say what I have to say about it. I mean, like, I think that if that's what happened, I mean, I can't imagine anybody I know real well getting that opportunity, going over there and then refusing to do something that they asked. And I think that, they're being upset because they would want to have that opportunity. I can understand that, but I don't know why he did it. I don't know. I mean, that's the one thing I would hope that they would all just talk to each other. And as far as, you were saying something about him saying about things personally about Devin. I mean, haven't we had enough of all that stuff? I mean, just really, like, I think the whole thing of this world that's been saturated with shoot interviews and, shoots on the radio and shoots on the internet and shoots on YouTube and shoots on DVDs. And it's not because you should try to put on some kind of, big conspiracy to keep things hush-hush or something, or go back to an era of 1930s kayfabe or something. It's just, I think that a lot of people's personal issues and things, you are working close together and you are like a family. So I think everybody makes a mistake of, like, getting on their own issues, and then all of a sudden people's personal business is coming out. And becoming the issues, and it's a shame, and I think it's part of what undermined everybody, everybody.
Yeah.
At all levels. It still is. So that's why I don't have, I'm proud of this shit I did, and proud of the guys I did it with and proud of what they did. Proud of the admiration and acceptance and the approval of all the fans that you know, were digging the shit, you know what I mean? So that's
right.
It, man. Like everything else, man, like you know, like all that shit, it's fucking, it's beyond water over the bridge with me. Like life's real, man. Okay, that shit isn't real. You know, so it should never get to that level. I should have never let myself, like you said about me, should I have had a thicker skin? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think that being a sensitive, overly sensitive guy and,
yeah.
You know, and not only that, but coming from a point where I maybe didn't have to, like, you know, let's face it, in professional wrestling, man, I mean, like, everybody better have an ego. They better. You know what I mean? It's part of required for the job. It's like, hopefully, you start a person with your butt. You're a real person with people when you're confronting them in real life, you know, or interacting with them in real life, you know. But there's something to be said. I mean, you know, just to want to do it and get out there and own it, you better have some kind of ego, man. I mean, you got to own that shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
got my
you
man
can't be
Juan
there.
On the line.
Yeah.
Juan.
Yo.
Yeah, man.
What's up, baby?
You on with
what's
us,
up, Juan?
Billy.
Oh, what's up, Billy?
What's up, Juan? How are you, brother? How you been, man?
Hanging in there, you feel me?
Yeah.
Take life one day at a time, that's it.
Right on, brother, that's me, man. That's me. One day at a time with a smile, my face.
Wow, you West Coasting now? Check you out. Oh, man.
Yep. California knows how to party. California.
Yo, man, you gotta go download that song, that Natural Born Killer.
It illustrates my era. Now I can't hang around my mama because I scare her. I'm about to blast my... Meep. What's up? Yeah. It feels like a nut when I open you up, and your body is exposed to the midnight mist. All punk motherfuckers give my ring a kiss. So
I see an overrated...
You know,
an overrated dude in camouflage walking out right now that shoots on people. I don't know. Something about that music just makes me feel.
Yeah. So what's up, Juan? Yeah, I'm not gonna go there.
Wow.
I know.
How do you see?
I know.
I don't want to see New Jack running around with a trash can. Bullshit.
CZW Ewok wants to buy you a drink, Billy. He lives near LA.
Yeah. Okay. Say yes anytime. Tell him to.
Sure.
Email me his number on Facebook or something, and I'll call him or whatever. I'm not gonna call someone CZW Ewok. Okay.
Yeah,
it
it's
like
hard. It's hard.
A,
I say it in the chat room,
okay,
but it's still weird.
Look at me. Am I like the chick in the B horror movie or what? You know what I mean? Like, oh, he's going to buy me a drink? Yeah, I'll be right there. Let me put some lipstick on. You know what I mean?
But yo, his name is Ewok.
Would you want me to wear my
so...
fuck me pumps, Ewok? You know what I mean? Like,
well, hey, man, they seen that one movie you was in the fishnets and shit.
Yeah,
man,
well, that's
you know
right.
I mean?
No, they better watch Boondock Saints and check out Willem Dafoe in the same kind of. That's what I'm going to be on his ass if he tries and you know pulls anything. You know what I mean? Literally or figuratively.
Hold on, yo, if his name is Ewok, you think he's like 2 foot tall and brown and furry?
Dude, I mean, he's a cool guy. I mean, he comes to fuck, yeah, I mean, he kills out of the chat, he fucking listens to the show.
I'm not going
to
call someone Ewok, I'm not.
Yo, he said that he got
I hear you. Hey, Trav, what's up,
Nigerian
man?
Nigerian Nightmare poster.
So, Juan, what's up, Juan? You gotta,
hey, what's going on, homie?
Oh, man, I've been hearing you guys talking about the whole Japan thing and everything. Listen,
yeah, how you feeling about that, son?
What a disrespectful little shit he is, dude.
Right?
Just because there's no TV, no camera. Yo, who gives a shit? You're in the ring. Bro, perform. Seriously.
Yeah, man. And,
like,
you know, it was
got,
funny because
I never had that opportunity in my life, like, ever, dude. I don't give a fuck. There's no cameras or not.
Well, I mean, you know, like, I mean, what am I even supposed to say, right? I mean, because, like, look what I'm willing to do for my, you know, for my 30 seconds. You know what I mean? So.
Right.
Oh, but you put
I don't
your
know,
time
I don't
in,
know
Bill.
What, I don't know
a different
what,
thing.
I don't know.
I mean,
what, I there's quite recently in my history something that I didn't really want to do. It was a lot bigger than what I think they were asking anybody to do, so, and I still just did it, whether it went right or not.
Exactly. So, like, the thing is to say that you're not going to do it, that's a slap in the face to, like, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I mean, like Ewoks, dude, but if you're a dude, it's not cute. It's not cute. I mean, I'm just saying. It's all good. But
like,
responding to
he's
the
like a fucking, he's one of them furries that are, like, running over all over Second Life, man. Like, where's... Forget it, man. Yeah, I don't know about that drink, man. Send it to me in the mail.
What?
The drink.
Oh, the drink? Send
yeah,
you the
yeah,
drink
send
in the mail?
I don't know if that was somebody in a furry costume.
I'm fucked
know,
up,
different.
Man. You ain't no
yeah.
motherfucking... My listeners and shit. They show up, they show love. Just, you know, I know. They ain't offer me a drink, so you might need to worry.
I'm just still thinking, like, yo, is he, like, 2 foot tall and real furry, like the Ewoks from Star Wars?
I'm in L.A. Will you come here so I can kill you? He's freaking
wow.
Hannibal Lecter in a furry
don't
costume.
Don't worry, you're you're talking about killing him. See?
No, I'm talking
I
about him killing me. I'm talking about him killing me. What are you talking about? I'm not talking about... I don't kill people. I'm happy Billy, man. Man, dude. Universal today, okay?
Nice. Awesome. Universal. Yo, call it that.
Dude,
like, what
dude, King,
what the fuck
King
goes
Kong.
On in L.A.
Dude,
Universal?
Dude, King Kong 360, okay? Oh, man, this is the greatest. I love my girl so much. This is what she hits me with last night. Like, you know what we're going to do tomorrow? Like, I'm taking you to Universal Studios, and, like, you're going to see the Psycho House. And I'm like, wow, cool. And I was grumpy when she got here in the morning. Like, I was dragging my ass getting ready. I'm, like, the grumpy old man and shit like that. And we get there, and, like, I was, like, really a little kid in the candy store. I was just trying to work a character, you know what I mean? But, you know, sympathy pats, you know. But I couldn't keep character because she had me laughing. But anyway, that King Kong 360, this fucking thing, 3D, is so the bomb, man, the shit of shits. You know, like the tram car goes in the building, and then it's booking. And it must be on a track or something. I don't know how they do it, but it's flying. And then on both sides of you, 360 is this digital film of like just mad ass dinosaurs and no, I mean it's horrifying shit. It's crazy. And you know they're lurching and lunging at you in the tram car, and you're plummeting, and then you're falling down hundreds of feet.
I definitely want to talk about that. But what I want to like pause real quick because I got Travis Ayers. Asking me in the chat if you would be willing to work with him on the Gates documentary.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, so,
email
the answer is
Facebook
yes, Travis. Hit Billy up, Facebook, you know the deal, man. He's more than willing. And, I went to fucking Universal Studios in Florida when I was, like, 13, and I did King Kong thing. It was like my favorite
right.
shit. It was fucking awesome. And then they removed it for some other shit.
Yeah.
Then I heard the one in Cali burned down.
Well,
it
yeah.
Did.
My girl, you know what's weird? After my girl had said about that being gone and them taking it down and replacing it, I thought that I was thinking, wait, didn't something burn there? But, you know, the thing is...
It was that, dude. They must have replaced it.
But listen, the thing is, like, okay, that thing was cool for its time, too. But think about the wear and tear on it from the elements and maintaining it and stuff like this. This new thing is going to stand, man. I mean, it's something different.
You
know,
I've never
just,
been to Florida.
Oh, that's terrible. But it's completely mind-boggling. This King Kong 360 is worth, like, coming to California to see. I don't care where you are. I mean, like, it's, like, go
yeah, I might
see
do that
thing.
For my vacation.
And it's weird because I was at... You know, I was when I first got out here in July. I was at Magic Mountain with some friends and all.
Ric Flair's place,
like,
Magic Mountain.
Yeah, no, that's Space Mountain, dude.
Oh, oops.
Yeah, but anyway.
Jesus Christ!
You set yourself up for so many things. I'm going to skip it because I'm the positive guy. I'm not on the this side.
You know
what?
Fucking Christ!
But whoa,
Eagles fans.
I'm sorry,
you
won, all right? So shut the fuck
listen,
up.
So the rest of the whole thing was badass, too. It was just like explosions and fires and dinosaurs spitting water on us and Norman Bates chasing the tram car. But the best thing of all was the House of Horrors
right? Like, you go through this, like, little mini museum of all the cool Universal stuff. They've got some bomb stuff in there, like life casts of Alfred Hitchcock's face and just really good stuff, man, like Anthony Hopkins' costume from The Wolfman. And, right, so we go in there, and it was a great A-rate, really scary haunted house, like lots of great gimmicks with people grabbing you out of the dark and doing all kinds of crazy stuff. And
I don't
my
need
girl,
people grabbing me in the dark and doing crazy
dude,
stuff.
Dude, I did that shit before, and you know me, right? My thing is, like, I'm filming them in the dark, and I see them coming a mile away. I'm watching the people in front of me. And, like, my girl was so funny. It was awesome. She was screaming. She's so tough with everything else in this world. She'll knock me out, right? But in there, oh, my God, she was, like, clinging to the back of me, screaming, laughing, oh, my God, sweating her ass off, yelling, horrified. Like, I mean, like, she was really beat the hell up in this haunted house. It's hilarious on the tape. It's great. She was so cool. So, yeah, the whole day was just, she surprised me with that, and it was just beautiful. It was nice outside. I highly recommend that tour to anybody that gets out here because it was just neat winding through sets. And so we patrolled through all the shops and looked at all the gimmicks and stuff for sale there and a lot of cool shit like that. But, yeah, so that's Universal, man. It was great. It was the bomb. I put pictures online. Cool shit. I was jamming with a rabbit.
What?
A rabbit was playing drums and I was playing guitar. I swear to God, there's photographic evidence. You don't believe me.
Yeah, nice. I really want to fucking go out to, you know, the whole, you know, Universal, just Florida. I'll just go with Universal Florida. My brother's there, like I said, on his honeymoon now. They already are planning their next year trip. They went, like, last year or the year before. Like, I'm so fucking jealous. These cats is balling,
I
want
to go to the West Coast for the car scene.
I was starting to say, I went in July when I got here. I went with my friends to Magic Mountain, right? You know, they got, like, the mad roller coasters there, right? And, yes, all the roller coasters we rode on were crazy, but the whole thing of, like, Magic Mountain, of, like, standing in a line, like, hours and hours and hours long, like, to ride on this roller coaster for a minute and a half and then walking another 5 miles to get to the next one. And I was on a real rigorous schedule with my friends. They really wanted to hit as many as possible, so it was, like, military, like, where it was work to ride the roller coaster, you know. So I just kind of, like, and they were really shoving, just trying to pickpocket you at every step through the park, you know what I mean? Like, just shoving gimmicks down your face that you got to spend money. And mobs, hot. So I didn't, like, the bottom line is, between that and what I did today, I would way recommend Universal over the cattle lines on the roller coasters if you had to make a choice, you know what I mean? Because Universal,
I'm not a huge roller coaster dude. I love the attraction, and Universal is top notch.
I saw Bruce the Shark from Jaws, like, eat a skin diver right in front of me and the water fill up with blood. That was cool. Leatherface took a swipe at me and my woman's head with a chainsaw. I mean,
that's got to be cool.
That's a day, man. They had these dudes when you first went in that would come fading in through the dark and they would make this, like, sound. You know, when they got close to your face, it was really cool. It was creepy as hell. That was the first ones that had her screaming, and then it just got worse and worse. It was great.
Yeah. I got a question, though. How's the weed over there?
It's the best.
Great question.
30 more days, I'll be able to get my card. And I'm
hit them
really
up with
excited.
The price difference.
It's because it's all legit. So it's like a third of the price of what the same stuff is on the East Coast. And on the East Coast, you're committing a crime, and here you're not. And, I mean, it's like, you know, you get it in bottles with the California State Medical Association label on it with an exact measurement. There's nobody dipping their hands in your shit and, you know.
Who does shit want?
Motherfuckers aren't paying their rent off of it, you know.
I'm thinking about taking a trip to the West Coast real quick.
You might need to, but, you know.
I might get in trouble trying to bring some back to Jersey.
Well, especially now that you've announced your intentions to be a drug smuggler for the whole world, you pretty much fucked that up for yourself. You know?
you're big and Hispanic, dude. They're going to kill you in TSA. TSA will fucking... They're going to have their hand in your asshole in the airport, just so you know.
Oh, wait, look, he's Spaniard. Hold on, come here. Let me talk to you, little Puerto Rican dude. Like, what?
Lube up. lube up before you show up because they're going to have a hand in your asshole. So.
Yeah. One, I don't think that's the answer to your current dilemma at all.
Yeah. Bad move. Just spend the extra money on Jersey.
Let's leave international drug smuggler Scarface out of your
Yeah,
that I'm trying to do. I'm trying to be a positive influence, man. You're a good dude. You'll get something good.
The legal trade over there is quite well, right?
Yeah.
In Cali? I don't know. That's a good question. Okay. I do want to get a car from over there, though. A Skyline, the R34.
Yeah.
If I hit the wrestling, I'm in the cars, dude. That's what I want to know about the West Coast, like, car scene.
Right.
Well, cars don't usually... I mean, they can mess you up, but usually they don't, you know.
I don't know.
Bill, you're saying, like, cars don't get you high. Just take the bus and get high. Like, what the fuck is your problem?
I was going to take that bus, but then I got high.
So you ran into, like, gang members over there in the West Coast?
Is there what?
They're all over the place. Any Latin Kings, Blood Crips?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? Like, everybody out here is really cool, like, really chill. I mean, as a matter of fact, yeah, even my first week out here, I was down in Hollywood, and I was hanging with some guys that are...
Oh, so see? Fucking news.
Of,
the news are corrupt. But
what I'm saying is how... okay, look, I'll lay it out like this. I was with my friends at the Rainbow in Hollywood, and out on the patio, July night, and... having a couple of drinks. And these brothers came up and they were like, yo, homes, man, like they're sitting there and they're like, dude, you don't smoke weed? And I'm like, yeah, I smoke weed. And they're like, well, how come you ain't smoking that? And I'm like, I don't have it. I just got here from the East Coast. And they're like, homes, you don't have no weed, man? That's fucked up, bro. Yo. And they're like, here, man, like, we don't like to see you like that. And like, dude just like put like a quarter ounce, like gave it to me, like laid
good
it out.
God, give
like,
me a quarter ounce.
You know what I mean? Of like just some prime shit. And everybody was just out there smoking the whole time. And we were just chilling. So we actually did get into a conversation about the gangs and stuff out here. It's just like, you know, the East Coast is where it's gotten more violent, not out here. It's gotten way more peaceful out here, you know. And the way they explained it to me was just because like their shit is not to like the only ones that anybody's fucking with are other people that are gang members. Like, you know, like if you're not one, nobody's going to mess with you.
Right.
They told me I could walk anywhere in L.A. because anybody can look at me and know I'm not. They were like, dude, just be who you are, like how you've been to us. Like everybody will be cool to you. Just say who you are and be who you are.
Because
like,
I just found some
cool
new stuff today.
You know?
Yeah, definitely. Shit, Juan, I know Bloods and Crips, and I live fucking 20 minutes from your house.
Yeah, so
do I.
No, listen,
that's a crazy question.
They pointed out that, I mean, like, anybody that I meet out here, including those guys, were like, oh, bro, like, why did you wait so long to come out here? Bro, welcome to California. You're in the right place.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's pretty much how, like, you know, like, every person that I've met, and that's a lot, how they treat me out here.
See?
You know,
yeah.
Like, just people are chill, man. People are completely chill. Like, I get way less, like, nobody pays attention to me. They don't care what I look like. Like,
now you know
not,
that,
you know,
now you
know
like, that
you
the
know,
media is bad. Media
yeah,
tries
you know,
to claim something real bad all the time.
Yeah, and like, it's just completely chill. Like, I mean, a couple weeks ago, my girl took me to the California State University at Northridge Library on the campus, okay? There's thousands of students running all over, okay? I'm not a college student. Look at me, what I look like. I'm, like, thinking this. I'm going to be all self-conscious. And she's like, how many times do I got to show you how cool California is? Because she's been right every time. Everywhere I've went where I've been, like, well, maybe this isn't a place where I'll fit in or I'll be relaxed, you know what I mean, or something like that. It's like everybody is chilling. I don't care, from the beach to the shopping mall. It's been nice. And so we go, and I'm all nervous about this. Like, but baby, you know, like, I don't have a car. She's like, it doesn't matter. We go to this library, and we were in there for hours. You know, like, I feel like if that would have been in Philly or New York, like, I wouldn't have gotten past the guy at the door.
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
You ain't lying about that.
You know what I mean? And this is like, nah,
yeah.
These people are there like reading books. It's cool, chill, like, you know, and we just had a blast, like reading 1930s and 40s and 50s magazines bound in big volumes, and just nobody even looked twice at us. You know, it just...
Well, you know, I can tell you that, you know, the East Coast has gotten real bad, that fucking Trenton, my hometown, they've aged off like 125
rough,
pops.
Bro. Yeah.
Talk better than you type on, just saying. Go ahead.
No, sir, no. Listen, because fucking dog's barking. Oh, Rocky. Cool. Go pee. And, yo, there's only 25 cops in Trenton right now, and the violence got worse.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
you're fucked, Juan.
I'm glad I left there. Shit.
Yeah. Hide your shit. Lock
Man,
your doors, hide your shit.
Hopefully they don't have a major prison break at Trenton State there. You know
surprise.
I mean?
Yeah, Nick Gage will come out and fucking boot scrape your face. He's in Trenton
sure,
right there.
I'm sure he'll be I'm
my
sure
dude.
He'll be back with boot scraping before anybody knows that time passes really fast, man.
Oh,
so,
man. That dude
I
is fucking awesome.
I hope he's doing good, man. I really do. I like Gage, man.
Let's take the fucking pee. I forgot.
But, yeah, so,
anyway,
yeah, that's not good, Trenton being so understaffed with police officers. But, I mean, that's how kind of how I took it when you're talking about gangs out here. Like, my thing is, like, now I feel safer with those gangs around here. Like, they're people that are keeping peace in their neighborhoods and shit, like the old days.
Speaking of gangs and people, you know, doing stupid shit, Richard Antonio in the chat asked if, you know, you have had any Mr. California incidents since
no.
You've been in California, since he owns the state.
It's weird because of what I said earlier, but it just clearly has said for 4 months that I live in Los Angeles, you know what I mean? Not a peep, you know, now that I got close, not a peep. Not a peep out of Mr.
That's
California
weird.
IA.
Weird.
That's because, you know what? Cause
it seems
really,
to be the governor.
Listen, look, it's just simple, guys. Mr. California, after all that shit happened, knew that as soon as half-breed Billy Graham moved to L.A., there's a new Mr. California in town. Understand what I mean? Like, Hollywood half-breed in the house. You know, like, who cares about who cares
Hollywood
about
half-breed.
Cali-
you,
yeah.
Did you get a ball when you moved over there?
That's a
did you get a ball?
Listen, hey. All I'm saying is, like, who cares about Mr. California if I'm here?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Did you
like,
get
it doesn't
a
matter
when
even if I'm working.
There.
If I'm here, there's something more relevant in indie wrestling than Mr. California. Wow.
Yeah.
Hefty Graham, never do another show again, and I'll still be more relevant in professional wrestling by being here. Because
Hollywood
half-breed. Yeah,
that's
yeah,
cool.
I'm the Hollywood half-breed. I'm the leader of Cult Fiction. You know what I mean? Like,
so no boa or boa or what's going on over there?
Nah. I'm not going to change the color scheme.
No
well,
boa.
The red and yellow. The red
I mean,
yellow
you can get a
yeah,
red and yellow boa.
Red and yellow
I
is
mean,
already there. Well, no, red and yellow and black one. You know,
well,
and
there you go.
Job. No, I like see because I've got too much of a list of things that I could do that are better than that. You know, but the Hollywood half-breed isn't a bad. It just would see because I would do it a different slant, you know what I mean? You know? Oh, yeah, well, Ewok.
Holy shit.
Yeah, listen,
fucking CZW Ewok just said maybe
yeah,
Hollywood half free to have a drink with me.
Listen, he'll even let you job to him. Like, you know what I mean? He'll pay you, like, the job to him probably. Say you're the mighty Ewok of Yakuza Kick Radio.
The mighty Ewok. Oh,
yeah,
you're
calling
you're
him out.
Killing my
you know
fucking
mean
listeners.
Tell him Billy Graham ran away from you because he doesn't want to be dexterized, you know what I mean? No, I don't have any
statement.
Desire for an electric carving knife to be taken to me, you know what I mean? And fed to, like, pit bulls and freaking San Diego.
But, yo, let me
so,
let you guys go,
you
man.
Know.
Have a good night.
Okay, Juan.
Hey,
good luck,
Juan. Hey, Juan.
Good luck on the job, Juan.
Peace, homie.
No,
thank you.
No, drug
love
smuggling.
You, dude.
No, no, drug smuggling is not good.
Yeah, stop drug smuggling, man.
Hey, Juan. Hi, right, we're
you're ready over the border. This is ridiculous. Stop it.
Yes.
Love you, dude.
I feel
yeah.
It's my responsibility to not facilitate a life of crime, I might add. I mean,
the what?
I cannot be a facilitator to a life of crime. I cannot see a good man go bad.
No. That's what I said. He's already over the border. There's no reason to start bringing drugs back over.
It's really what I picture happening with the description of surprise with Trenton. I mean, with 25 police officers in that prison in there and everything like that, it's a perfect beginning to an apocalyptic zombie movie, because what happens is, of course, you know, the place is nuked. There's anarchy in the streets. They can't control it. Everybody abandons the prison, and the prisons are all kept locked in there, and they all turn into zombies, and then finally they get out. There you go. There you have it.
What are you talking
zombies
about?
Zombies of Trenton State. I'm saying he kind of gave me the opening scene to it. The environment is already perfect and ripe for a zombie, you know, infested prison to, you know, be the final step in the destruction of all life in Trenton as we know it, you know.
Okay. Well, yeah, man.
I was at Universal today. My mind is full of creative.
Oh, I fucking wish I was. I was at fucking work today. You know, my fucking day was full of fucking retards and more retards being hired while the fucking other retards are wandering around bumping into each other. It's fucking ridiculous. It's crazy. Like, you work fucking 10, almost 11 years in a place, and then they start respecting and defending the retards below you and telling you to button your fucking shirt or something's going to happen. And it's fucking insane, dude. It really fucking is. And I don't know, man. That's my life. I wish I was in fucking Universal fucking partying up and running around from fucking Jaws and fucking King Kong, for Christ's sakes. Oh,
yeah.
Love to be there.
Yeah, the only complaint I would probably have is that I wanted to go through it right away again. We didn't have time because
you was.
I would have liked to go through that main ride that takes you through all those areas one more time again because King Kong 360. I couldn't watch both sides. You know what I mean? Where we sat for this, where we were for that was great. But where we were for the Jaws stuff, like the shark was coming up to the tram on the opposite side, and we didn't get to see it real good close, you know, and stuff. But I guess from what I understand, was told today by someone that they have different times of year where they'll have different events. Like there are actually some times when you can actually go in the Psycho House, like on foot or something, you know. Because I really wanted to do that. I was bummed that we couldn't, you know, we just drove by it, you know, because I kind of wanted to, like, get a picture of me sitting in a rocking chair in the window from downstairs or something. You know, but Psycho is one of my favorite movies, so that was cool.
Yeah, man. Sounds fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was a shit. I was quite in the right mood for it. Needed it. It was a beautiful day. Came in with rabbits, girlfriends screaming and clinging to me like a hero, you know. Good food. It was beautiful. Perfect. It's November 3rd, man, and we're in, like, sunny, warm weather. What's it like out there right now? What's it like out there right now? I got both my double doors are open with the breeze blowing in here right now.
Yeah.
We had another one of the plagues up here, the Santa Ana winds I have now went through, which were just breaking. And this property where I'm at, like, my neighbor and I were yesterday repairing the fence that the winds destroyed, and we looked up and he said, which one of those, Billy, you think is going to fall and kill us first, you know? And we've got these three palm trees on the property in a triangle around the building, and they're like 300 feet tall, and they're really cool until this last couple of days with those winds, and these things were swaying and bowing, man, and they'll just take the whole house out. I mean, they're the only ones in the neighborhood anywhere near that big, and I'm like, wow, man, I'm going to be crushed to death by a palm tree. Yeah, but the winds were devastating. They covered everything in branches.
How can I hit you in the face?
Yeah, I got hit with a branch, yes. But hopefully the palm trees will hold up, because getting crushed by one of those would suck. I made the joke today at Universal that I went through the earthquake that was, you know, no, that's not a real one. So I still have that experience to have to become California, you know what I mean? I haven't went through that horror yet, you know.
Fucking New York, I think I hit with almost a post snow this past week.
Yeah, that was the first one since the late 80s, you know. That was,
Fucking just ridiculous rain. And, like, today, I mean, today was not bad. Today was, like, 65 and fucking, it's probably, like, 40-something right now, but
Ricky's,
no big deal.
Ricky's, Ricky's saying in the chat that he's, I should be glad I don't live in Delaware. I am, for various reasons, glad I don't live in Delaware. I spent a lot of time there at one point.
There's nothing there. There's no stores. There's no anything. It's barren land.
If you want to work for DuPont, you know, it's not there. But I don't know, you know. No, I got, you know, planes down there, but it's just not enough. I like it down near the Rehoboth area. Just kind of, you know.
I don't know, man. L.A. sounds like a fucking great idea. I don't know. Like, just, you know. I think chicks probably walk with smaller fucking uniforms all year long than, you know.
Yeah.
And then what it goes on in Jersey. And, it's probably a good, it's probably a good move. I don't know, dude.
Yep.
But,
man, so, no serious.
So what else is going on, for Christ's sake?
I don't know, man, but I've been digging, I mean, part of the shit with me is just like, look, all people say all kinds of shit in this world. I'm not going to even address it anymore. Like, I'm just, I'm on a positive slant. I'm back. Like, I'm not going to, the past is not going to be a part of my makeup anymore, you know? So I just,
right.
I'm not going backwards. If people want to act silly, let them, you know, I know who I am, what I am, how I am, what I do, and so I'm feeling good. And I guess what I was going to say was, you know, the move. I said some of the reasons earlier, but really just getting that far into a new life was another thing I really needed to do. And part of the best stuff with the spiritual stuff and everything has been going with my girl out into the desert. You know, I know, Jay, you were talking about that with me the other day. Like, just, you know, on the edges of the desert, the Simi Valley, the mountains up there. The other day we were in a town called Chatsworth climbing cliffs. And, you know, it's just like that stuff is great, like going out there and kind of getting back to my spirituality and who I really am, which, as Jay pointed out, maybe that's not, you know, maybe that part of who I am really isn't real conducive to the professional wrestling business to start with, you know. But, you know, as far as, once again, back to that thing of doing something again, I mean, I think me and my friends will always want to do something with it, but it's just got to be the right thing, the right time, you know, practical, and, you know, well, what do you got time for? So I hope that thing with Toby happens. That'll be cool, you know, and who knows what comes from that, you know, but I'm just not going to, I'm going to concentrate on my writing, on working, on making money. You know, on getting more film parts, on playing music,
right,
on writing songs, you know, on being like a positive inspiration to people and a commentator and a pundit and talking head and shit like that. You know what I mean? Like I'm not going to even, I mean, that part of wrestling too is going to take a back seat. You know, I'm not going to keep, like, now I don't have television, so I pretty much don't know shit about what's going on in WWE really much at all since WrestleMania. It's cool. Hey, whatever. Or TNA, you know, except for what I read or I hear you guys talking about. It's not really fair for me to comment on it when I don't really watch it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's all good. But, I mean, you know, what can you tell us about, you know, the whole spirituality of everything that, you know, you're into and, you know, the Native American thing, and a lot of us don't have any knowledge towards that. So, I mean, is there anything you can enlighten us on that as far as, like, you know, your heritage?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, first of all, it's kind of like, it's not something that I recommend, like, people that are, you know, you can learn things slowly about things and you can find certain things out, but you got to, like, not approach them by, like, throwing yourself at them sometimes, which this news talking, you know, but
understand.
It's kind of like there's a lot of, it started in, like, the 1990s with Dances with Wolves, okay? I call it Dances with Wolves Mania, where everybody is trying to be it. And it really changed a lot of things in a lot of negative ways for a lot of people, including me, because I'm a light-skinned person. And long story short, I guess, about spirituality is that everybody's got to follow their own path with that, okay?
a major probably difference of my perceptions or my beliefs personally is that as far as, like, God goes. Oh, well, the first thing is you do know why God's name is God, right?
Oh, why is that?
Because Chuck Norris was already fucking taken there. But anyway,
that's ridiculous. This guy's...
Fuck fear itself. The only thing we have to fear is Chuck. The only thing we have to fear is Chuck Norris. Fuck fear. But listen,
seriously,
I got a million.
Can't Leo murder Chuck Norris?
I've got a million Chuck Norris jokes. It's a new thing of mine. Okay. But anyway, Chuck Norris doesn't get laid. Laid gets chucked, man. But anyway, so. Some people are enjoying this, right? But anyway, so what I was going to say is I don't believe in a man in the sky with a big white beard that's a human being. That
I don't believe in Chuck Norris.
That creates children in his image so he can punish them and make them learn long texts, you know? It's just not my shit, man. Now, what most native people will tell you or agree upon, okay, is that it's not a religion that they believe in. You know, it's a perception, it's a way of thinking, it's a belief, you know, in something.
Right.
So, I mean, I think there's something that we will never understand or define that is greater than humans. I do believe there's metaphysical forces and spirits and shit. You know, for me, that works.
Well.
I mean, humor's good. This is another difference in Native stuff, man. It's like anybody legit, like
and
in Native
shit.
Culture, any kind of healer or elder or medicine person, if you want to call it that, or spiritual leader, they all practice strong doses of irreverent humor. You know, it's not like an uptight guy. And I can honestly say it's not like they're the only ones. I last year was at a funeral for somebody close to me and somebody that was getting close to me. And I was at a Catholic church, which I dread. I dread Catholic churches like vampires dread sunlight unless they're one of those glitter tits metrosexuals in Twilight. But anyway, then they prance about in it and shine brightly like goldfish in a fishbowl. But anyway, I hate that fucking movie. So, yeah. It's the kind of thing where it doesn't need to be defined, but you know it's there and you have a certain level of respect and you try to get in touch with certain other energies and consciousness that exists all around us, and hopefully in that becoming a little bit more perceptive and more balanced and more naturally behaving yourself, you know, so, yes, I have been going more back to that, obviously, and being that again. And that's part of what's really helped me. But, I mean, I am a miracle happening right now because I went through more shit and was at my lowest point and really, like, shit that I've been carrying since I'm a little kid, shit in each situation, including with wrestling and stuff like this, just carrying shit. And not letting the past be the past. And so going back to that, spirituality helped me get more in focus. Some very good friends talking to me helped me go back more in focus. And really, my most important person in my life right now and for some time, just going to great lengths to help, you know, get me back on track in a certain way, and her thinking and her intelligence and her patience and her methods and her honesty and things like that really helped. Let's put it this way, man. I lost so much and so much of me was so gone, and finally something
right.
came through in me that told me that, you know what, I'm a fucking good person. I'm a pretty cool fucking
right.
guy. I'm sick of being fucking unhappy. You know what? And now... there's something that I want more than anything
probably
in the world.
Probably a couple of those people.
There's something that I want more than anything in the world, and I've never tried to just always concentrate on something for me, you know? So guess what? I'm worthy of this, you know? Like, just coming to grips with that, because I had, like, I was a self-loathing person for a really, really long time, man. not on anything specific, just maybe on feeling I should have lived up to more potential, or, you know, like being disappointed that there's a lot of people in this world that aren't filled with honor and integrity, and it's just, you know, it's hard, but you know what? You got to accept people to be who they are, you know, and that's another thing of letting baggage go, you know, not taking things personally. I'm, you know, a little too sensitive with shit like that. So it's just like when faced with my friends giving up on me, fuck, you were hard on me at one point. Good. Just like her. And so were a lot of other people, you know, Rob, but, you know, yeah, you know what? Like losing everybody, like letting everybody down, fuck that. You know, it just, enough of it already. You know, like I said, the whole thing was boring. And it's like I caused other people distress, which I had no right to do. Made other people worried. It distracted them from their own shit, you know, worrying about me. There's certain ways people can worry about me and help me, you know what I mean? But they don't got to worry about me, you know, going off the deep end, doing something stupid and shit like that. I mean, like, that's just, I so apologize to everybody I didn't want to apologize for anything, because I'm not sorry for anything mostly in my life, okay? I'm a straight up fucking guy, but for, as far as like worrying people and stuff like that by putting that drama out there, which should never have been in public and stuff like that, and stressing people out, I'm supposed to be an inspiration. I'm supposed to be an entertainer. I'm supposed to be a bright spot, you know, I'm supposed to be that character, you know, and so, you know, when I stopped making people happy and stopped making people escape from shit and started adding more shit, I was a real shitty shit myself for that, you know what I mean? So fuck that. It's fucking selfish of me. And you know what?
Yeah. Thank you, man.
Life ain't that fucking bad, man. It's worth living, man. It's a beautiful thing, man. There's all kinds of things every one of us, man, can get, you know, if our fucking head is screwed on straight. You talk about Indian spirituality, you're a quick thing. Gana Gahio is the practice of the good mind, of knowing, like, you always, and how could I forget this? It's so important to that spirit.
Keep it up, you know, my nigga.
You have to have a good mind on all things. So even if somebody is doing something bad to you, you've got to approach it from a manner of having a good mind yourself. And I said, I quoted this on Facebook the other week. Anger, getting angry is punishing yourself for other people's stupidity. That's what it is. You know, that's all anger is, man, is a reaction to letting other people's stupidity. You know, you're going to punish yourself. What, a guy has to swing on you in the street? You know what, you get in a fight, you can die, man. You can be in the joint. You know, you can have a rap sheet. You know what I mean? You can be in there behind bars. You can be dead. You can be setting a bad example for children that are trying to, you know what I mean? So what's the good about getting in a fight, you know what I mean? Because somebody stepped on your blue suede shoes, you know what I mean? I've seen people die that way so many times. So anger is what it is. It's bullshit. You know what I mean? You got to, like, let people...
Similar
to what
Eddie said.
Give a nigga rope want to be a cowboy, guys.
Yeah. Give a nigga rope want to be a cowboy. If you give it, it's gonna happen.
But I mean that's a lot of what you were asking me, man. It's just like, you know, everybody needs to go outside. Everybody needs to get with the trees, with the rocks, with the sky. You know what I mean? With the four-leggeds and the winged ones, and just, you know, like, clear your head, man, and get down with it, man. Like, feel the pulse of the rhythm flow here, man. You know what I mean? It's like, got to chill, man. You got to still be a natural being, you know, a creature that lives on the earth. And, you know what I mean? When you don't take time to do any of that shit, man, you're completely out of balance. And when you're out of balance, nothing can go right for long. I don't care what it is. I think being out of CZW is good for me, man. You know, for real, for me personally. Because
you
I don't know if I would have had to. Yeah, I think that aforementioned thing, and finally of being faced with, like, losing what's important to me and letting everybody down and not going, wow, like, dude, you got shit to do, you know what I mean? Like, smack, smack, you know what I mean? So, but it took the right person smacking me around to, and I don't mean physically, but, you know, it just took, you know, hey, everybody did their part, you know what I mean? And just
somebody's got the last couple turns in the combination lock and presto changeo. You know, but I'll tell you what, it feels like a million pounds have been lifted off my shoulders. It's crazy. So you talk about a spiritual experience, you know what I mean? Yeah.
I mean, obviously, you know, me and many, many other people that, you know, seen you left CZW, you felt this way.
Bullshit, man. Motherfucker.
You know? And we all sat back and it was just like that. And you know, and you got the outpouring of people who want you back and this and that. But, I mean, there were these politics and these different things and these different, like, relationships just turn different ways. And then, you know, once there's that relationship within the workplace, it's not ever going to work.
Yeah.
And you just know, and it doesn't really matter who created it or nothing. Like,
nope,
in the end, it's just something that's not going to work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
that's
just how I feel about it. And it's obviously, you know, like the people who love you, you know, want you there and stuff like that, but we don't run the fucking company, so.
Right.
You know? I mean,
yeah.
I don't know what it is, man. But,
you know, too much. I had so much fun in CZW. We did so many cool things. That's what's going to stand. As far as I'm concerned, you know what I mean, is what we actually did accomplish, not any of that other stuff. And like I said, all those other guys, man, I love them, man. I hope they're doing good. I hope all of them are doing good. So,
definitely, man.
Is
there anything else you want to get out there? You know.
Well, I don't. You know, I guess just you know, I don't know where certain things that have been said about me came from. It's horrible. I've been through a lot of horrible shit. If somebody doesn't know something to be a fact, maybe they should just have a conscience and shut their mouth. I don't want to go backwards with anything. Okay, I don't. Period. So yeah, that shit just. I don't want to act like I didn't hear something, you know.
Right.
Don't want to be lying, but it's not something that just don't know where it came from. Went through a lot of shit, man, and you know that, bro, and you know why. I don't want to get into a lot of details about it. And if people want to talk about it behind my back, they can say whatever the fuck they want. Okay. That's just how that is. I'm not going to be rumored into hell by anybody. So.
I mean, to summarize, this is a Billy Graham that has actually, you know, stated himself as a very, very happy person that has the other people, you know, behind him who may or may not like him, whatever the case may be, all these other people, no ill will towards any of these people, and it's a new page, and people who actually support Billy Graham continue to do so because this guy... You know, is a person with a really new life on a new coast, on a new, you know, page of this story and all together. And there's no reason not to be happy for the guy and just support him in that. I mean, if I think that pretty much summarizes, you know, what the deal is, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and I'm lucky because I have so many awesome people in my life, man. So many great friends. I get like. You know, just from brothers like you and Brandon and Toby and everybody, you know, all the guys that were
right.
in Cult Fiction, so many other people in the wrestling business that still are my friends now, people right there, you know, that still talk to me and help me out. They're my brothers and I can keep going. You know, my friend Rob Lucas, like all my friends in the film
right.
business, and then all the way, I mean, you know, all the different, you know, like, There are so many people that, you know, they started in a position thinking, hey, I'm just a fan, you know, and there is no such thing. So many of those people have become, you know, real friends of mine, and people from all over the world, you know, and that's amazing. And then, of course, I just have the most amazing, beautiful, best friend and woman and, you know,
that's
partner
awesome.
in my life that just has changed my life forever, you know, and just has opened me back up and got my heart back together in the right place for me and you know, been awesome, tough love.
Yeah, big shout out to her.
I love
my boy down over there. Definitely.
And yeah, so I'm sure she'll be you know, telling me where I went wrong tonight later on. You know, because she's like listening, but no, I'm just teasing. But no, I mean she'll
I think
she,
you did quite well tonight.
I did all right, man. Like because I just wanted to I mean, I don't know, like I you know, I the apologies thing might have been weird. I might have not maybe but just really I meant that shit there. So everybody get used to something different. I'm on the thing of like I'm Mr. Creative, Mr. Positive. Even on Facebook you'll notice I'm just posting motivational, you know, highlights and things to make people look forward and look up and believe and dream and love and be honest and kick ass and be artists and fucking heavy metal, man, and fucking get with the beat, people. You know what I mean? Like I'm down with all that good shit now. So I don't know what all that's going to lead to. I do have some things coming up in 2012 as far as the film stuff that I'm really excited about and I can't really talk about right now. But you were talking about the other movie earlier, Revenge is her middle name, where I was in the drag character and everything. It has been playing at some festivals over the last few months. It's been getting some really, really great reviews, and it's not going to be long until it's released to a home market, I'm sure. The Theater Bazaar thing that I'm in, that premiered at Fantasia.
That's why my buddy Ewok wants to fuck you. I mean, it's, you know.
Yeah, that's why he wants to poison me and create me into a movie number.
He's going
to
buy you a drink, and he's going to take advantage of you. I mean, it's just what's going to happen now. I'm sorry.
That ain't happening, man. I'll call my
Jesus. Okay, man.
But anyway,
it's a big Ewok.
But anyway.
More
like
a Chewbacca, but he's like a, you know what I mean? Chewbacca Ewok.
Anyway. I don't care what he's chewing, okay? So he ain't chewing mine, okay? Ain't chewing me, okay? So, the Theater Bazaar thing, that really has gotten great reviews, and that's been playing all over. There was a New York premiere a couple weekends ago, so that's going to be out on a, I'm sure, either theatrical or home release soon. And The Cemetery's still not done yet. They're adding some stuff now. But that's the one I'm in the most. But other stuff coming up, you know, is happening. You know, I just can't divulge yet. But there's some really nice things. But I'm kind of in a middle ground right now, transition. Like I need work. I need, you know, that's where I am. Juan and me are no different on that front, nor any different about what I'm not going to do. Okay, homie, don't play that shit. So. Straight, man. My shit is straight. If I'm making money, I'm making it honestly, and if I'm broke, I'm honestly broke.
Definitely.
Can't do the other thing, you know. Despite my reputation as a murderous psychopathic cult leader, I actually am a pretty good upstanding citizen, you know, as far as my social behaviors. You know.
So, hey, have wonderful relations with your wonderful woman and all of that stuff. And I, you know, I'm really glad to have you on. I had a really good life, Billy. And we definitely got to call this a night because show's wrapping up. But if there's any last minute things you do want to put out there, you can go ahead and do that. But
well, everybody, just keep supporting indie wrestling, man, is one thing I would say. It's still awesome. Still love it, man. Still love everybody. Miss all my friends in Philly, man. Everybody in the locker room, all of you. Like I said, everybody else, like whatever I did in the past, it's all good, man. All right? Like, that shit's done. And I wish you all well. Keep kicking ass. I'm proud of all of you. Thank you to all the fans that support Pulp Fiction, that support me, that have become friends, that are just been, you know, wishing me well and supporting me and being true people with me. I'm humbled every day by all of you. Thank you for those that have helped me out. You know, everybody, man. You know, just even, you know, how can I name names? Okay, there's too many of you. You all know who you are. Everybody. And you all rock. Hopefully next time maybe somebody, y'all, Jay, man, these people bug you about Pulp Fiction all the time. Bug me. I'm on here on the show. We get no Pulp Fiction questions. You know what I mean? Except for one.
What's that?
I said, we get one called fiction question, you know, from Juan the whole night. But, you know, now when we turn from this point, we will be being barraged individually and separately with questions about cult fiction, you know. So
it's all good.
You know, it's all good. I was more glad to just be able to put out a positive message. I've been reading a lot and playing guitar a lot and writing lyrics and writing stories. That's what I've been doing. So
it's all good, Billy. You know I love you. You know I'll fucking hear from you fucking regularly within the next coming weeks and all of that. And it's very welcome, dude.
Thank you, man. Listen, it was a great opportunity. And not only that, but it had been since like April since I've been on. And I used to be like,
I know.
I used to be under the stairs here. You know what I mean? So I just figured,
yeah,
like,
man,
what am I doing under the stairs all this time? I have to come up for air. And, you know, let everyone know I'm still around. So,
yes, sir.
Thank you.
So,
and it was cool.
Thanks,
you know,
for coming back, Billy.
Dallas Cowboys kicked the Eagles' ass, man.
The what?
Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, okay.
Eric surfaces. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
okay.
I don't want to hear about your fucking Cowboys. That. First off, you're only lost, and we did that to us. Yeah, I mean, settle down. Go look at the stats.
Right. Randomly, somebody's shooting off fireworks next door. Who the fuck does that? Like, seriously.
Maybe it's some kind of somebody's National New Year. Like, the,
yeah, man.
This is
maybe
ridiculous. It's fucking 11:45 at night. I fucking all of a sudden
maybe,
fucking look out. Fucking
maybe
shooting
New Year.
Eric's uptight. Eric's the uptight host. He's like, these guys, it's 11:45. What are they thinking? Like, all right, dude. Ed, either way, Billy, thank you for being on, dude. Hope to have you back very, very soon. And I'm
awesome,
sure I'll
man.
Talk to you even sooner.
Very cool. Load natural born killers, man.
Yeah, I'll upload that shit for you, dog.
Okay,
you know what
man.
I mean? Like, Jesus
right.
Christ.
Yeah.
All right? All right, love
man.
You,
peace
dude.
Out. Thanks, dude. Love
dude.
You, too, man. Call fiction to the death. Yakuza Kick Radio.
It is what it is. Yeah. So that's my man Billy Graham right there. You know, finally got him back off all these times that, you know, the dude just, you know, he went through a lot of things, he did a lot of things, whatever. So, yeah, man, pretty much going to go outro. Eric, you got, anything to say, anything?
Nope,
nothing. So I'm going to play a few things. I'm going to do a little bit of a long outro. I got a first thing. I got a little Kurt Angle promo. And then I got my favorite music in the world. And then after that, we're going to take it home. So, yeah.
Booker, I want to have sex with your wife. And I'm not just talking any kind of sex with your wife. No. I'm talking, you know, that kind of bestiality sex with your wife. You know, I what I want with your wife, Charmel, I want to have that kind of perverted sex.
Yeah, that's one way to go about it, buddy. The crazy ass Kurt Angle. Oh, where is my other clip? I'm only talking because I can't find it. Funny guy. Oh, Jesus.
To play the music, it's time to light the light. It's time to meet the Muppet on the Muppet Show tonight.
It's time to put on makeup. It's time to dress up right. It's time to raise the curtain on the Muppet Show tonight.
Why do we always come here?
I guess we'll never know.
It's like a kind of torture
to have to watch the show.
Get things started on the most sensational, inspirational, celebrational.
but you go to the back and you tell your boss that there's a new Yakuza in town. And it's Yakuza Kick Radio. And we're taking over.